Indeed. Simon Watt, what a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you. An evolutionary biologist, science presenter. Really appreciate you taking the time. Yeah, it's nice to have it confirmed, though. No, I'm never going to win an Olympic medal. John Holmes is with me. Any likelihood? No?
Well, I mean, that's for others to judge.
I mean, I might win. If they ever bring in watching box sets, eating pizza and drinking Sancerre, I'm clearly a gold winner.
I've said this before. It's a little bit unfair that this whole Olympics, that they call it, focuses on these people with, you know, sort of skill and the wherewithal to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to train quite heavily, whereas the rest of us are good at stuff, you know, like your expertise in drinking Sancerre. You know, where's the reward?
Exactly.
It's not fair.
All the
talent should be celebrated in the Olympics.
I am so with you all the way. Now, I'm not back until after the bank holiday at the end of August. Penny Smith, wonderful Penny Smith, is in tomorrow. Two mics are here for me all next week. John, will you be able to cope?
No.
Okay. He's coming up after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you, I say, in about 10 days' time or so. Have a great time. Hope you're off on your holes as well. You have a good time. And I'll leave you in the very capable but not Olympic-winning hands of Mr. John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £115. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less Jan to June 2016. Excludes optional covers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Eye contact. On the morning commute. With a total stranger. No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
As a tradesman, Danny knows that time is money. So he's a big fan of the new Screwfix card, which makes ordering in-store even quicker and easier. Once you've signed up, there's no more giving personal details over the counter. Your card is scanned at the till, your info appears and boom, we're ready to take your order. Plus, as a cardholder, you can make sure you hear about the latest deals and offers. The Screwfix card, free from any of our 470 stores nationwide. Those in the know Screwfix.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you then. It's a Thursday. It's 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, obesity action plan is slammed. A TV presenter is in a coma in Rio. And find out which Hollywood actor is opening a hotel in London.
Talk Radio.
Jamie Oliver says he's shocked at the government's plan on how to deal with childhood obesity in England. The celebrity chef says a lot is missing from the strategy, including action on irresponsible advertising and restrictions on junk food promotions. It does include getting children to play more sport and sugar tax, but Malcolm Clark from the Children's Food Campaign has told Talk Radio it's disappointing.
It's a year delayed and children and taxpayers should be feeling very let down because it's only 13 pages long. It's full of mainly recycled commitments and those voluntary initiatives that have been proven over the last 5 years to not work.
The family of TV presenter Charlie Webster have flown to Rio to be at her hospital bedside after doctors put her in an induced coma. The 33-year-old Team GB ambassador is on life support. It's thought she contracted a rare strain of malaria during a 3,000-mile charity cycle from London to Brazil. Reports found there's still significant racial inequality in Britain affecting areas like education, employment, housing and criminal justice. It's found jobless figures are twice as high for ethnic minorities and black people with degrees and almost a quarter less than white people. Former race advisor Claudia Webb has been speaking to Talk Radio.
Given the length of time in which black communities, black minority ethnic communities have been here in the UK, up and down the country, one would have thought that by now there would be equality in the workplace at all levels.
The proportion of A-level candidates getting the very top grades has fallen very slightly this year, but a record number of students have been offered university places. In Market Harbour in Leicestershire, these students are pleased with their results.
I got the grades I wanted. I looked this morning, got confirmed into the uni I really wanted to get into, so that's great.
Good. A, B, B, C.
I've only just opened them and I've got an A in everything, which I wasn't expecting at all. I'm shaking a bit.
The ceiling of a train carriage has collapsed onto commuters. No one was injured when it happened between Purley Oaks and South Croydon in London at around 8:30 this morning. The company which runs the service, Southern, says it doesn't know yet what the cause is and it's promising to investigate fully. Not as many of us are shopping at Asda. The supermarket chain's recorded its worst three-month performance on record with like-for-like sales falling 7.5%. And Robert De Niro is going to open a hotel in London. The 73-year-old actor, who already owns a place in New York where celebrities stay, has been granted planning permission for the boutique Wellington Hotel in Covent Garden.
Some of your words today were correct.
Thanks, John.
I like durnt. That's a little bit ass podcast through the glass, that was, wasn't it?
Well, I don't recall saying that.
Oh, you did.
Cheers.
Is there some weather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudier than it has been recently, but still warm with some sunny spells. Highs of 25 degrees.
Great. Well done. Good. It's 4 minutes past 1 o'clock. It's Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon, and Ben?
No, I think it's Pete Abbott.
What?
I know.
But we have either Ben or Moose to do the pre-recorded sport.
But Moose is on his jollies to do something very exciting. So,
what do you mean he's on his jollies? What does that mean?
He's going to America, isn't he?
I don't know.
Well,
I have no knowledge of the life of Moose.
Well, I'm telling you, he's going to America.
Why?
Going to New York.
Why?
Well, I'm not sure if I can say.
Why? What's
it's
he going
to be something sporty?
Is he like a drugs mule?
No.
Sorry, a drugs moose?
No.
Well, what's he doing there then?
Sporty things. He won't be doing the sport, but he'll be talking about the sport.
Right. Mm. Well, that's cryptic, isn't it? Is it a secret sport? I mean, what's the...
Well, I don't really know.
All right. Or care?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you think Pete Abbott?
Yes.
All right. Let's find out who's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott.
Yes!
Team GB's 1500-metre runner Laura Muir says she has doubts over how much the result in her Olympic final in Rio can be trusted. It's a silver medalist, and Zebi Diababa said afterwards she was crystal clean from doping. The Ethiopian's coach, Yama Aiden, was arrested in June as part of an anti-drugs operation. It's day 13 today in Rio. There should be more medals for Team GB. Saskia Clark and Hannah Mills need only to finish the concluding race of the 470 class to confirm a gold medal in the sailing, and the Brownlee brothers are big medal hopes for the men's triathlon. In football, West Ham start their Europa League playoff tonight. They're in Romania to face Astra Giurgiu. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says supporters shouldn't panic about a lack of transfer activity at the club. Wenger's been heavily linked with Valencia defender Shkodran Mustafi, but no deal has yet been completed. He insists he still wants to bring in new players.
You are absolutely convinced that I don't want to spend the money. I just would like to reassure you we are ready to spend the money we have, as always, not the money we haven't got. Buying camps, the fans, of course.
Yeah. LFC can guarantee a spot in the Rugby League Super League playoffs tonight. A win at home to the Catalan Dragons will mean the table toppers will definitely finish in the top four. And Andy Murray has beaten one Monaco in straight sets in the second round of the Cincinnati Open.
Get on with it.
Murray now takes on South Africa's Kevin Anderson in the last 16 later tonight. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Pete, with your pre-recorded sports bulletin. Right then, Chloe will now press a button.
Talk Radio.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here.
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Why are you here?
Because I've got nothing else to do.
Fine. He's a YouTuber.
Slightly messing with immigrants need extreme vetting.
No one wants to see poor Hollywood clutching bracelets of smoke and naked of understanding. I thought we reached the bottom of the barrel, but we're going deeper.
Put your hands up in the air like you just don't care.
It probably wouldn't be too expensive to remove the digestive tracts of human beings and replace them with Mary Berry's crusty flan.
But still, it could be done reasonably economically.
And we are talking to...
us, podcast.
There's no one else available, was there?
Everyone's on holiday.
Fine.
Oh, yeah!
Do you remember when...
I definitely have. I promise you, and they are in there.
Put your hands up in the air like you just don't care.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, you will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to Talk Radio special. Good afternoon to you. If you got your results today, mine were negative, which is remarkable, given how prevalent chlamydia is. But whether you're jumping for joy with A-levels in your hand, or you, well, I don't know, you might be jumping for joy in a kind of rough imitation of the pictures that we all know will be on the front page of tomorrow's Daily Telegraph. Whether that's you, or whether you didn't do so well and you're unsure where this leaves you, don't worry, because remember this, either way, you'll soon come to realise that no matter what your result, a future of growing old in a life littered with crushing disappointments and tragic inadequacies and unsatisfactory achievements awaits us all. Hello then, I am John Holmes. Welcome, it's the Talk Radio in the Afternoon programme, and here we are leaping at the next 3 hours, leaping at them like that Japanese pole vaulter in Rio the other day, running the pole vault and accidentally knocking the bar off with his penis. It's like that, except with a radio programme, if you can picture that. So just imagine that now. So you've got the Japanese pole vaulter knocking the bar off with his thing. Let's just take a moment to picture this as we run at the afternoon and try to knock it off the radio with our peni. Not you, Victoria.
Thanks.
But everyone, just sit at home. Whatever you're doing, just sit quietly and imagine that now. People at home watching on Periscope and Facebook Live, just imagine that now as knocking off the programme with a penis. Imagine that. And I think we've all got that. So that's fine. The pole vaulter, for my money, should have looked where he was going more carefully, shouldn't I? Shouldn't he, do you think? Perhaps with his Japanese eye. So let's take a run up then and see if we can't bring you some radio features that we all, you know, once we've heard them, will realise quite possibly take a lot of getting over. It's a pole vaulting analogy there.
Yeah.
For a start, we'll hop, skip and jump into Headline Hijack. As usual, there's all to play for in the 2 o'clock news. But only if your definition of all to play for is get your made-up news story into the bulletin masquerading as truth. Victoria is here. She is the proud owner of this mouth.
This mouth.
That mouth. There. And it'll speak the news, within it, at 2 o'clock, there will be a lie. That's Headline Hijack. You're invited to make the news up. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
If you're lunching alone, we'll throw open the shiny plastic wipe clean doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair and invite you, induct you no less, into the Lonely Lunch Club. Lunching alone, maybe your A-level results were rubbish and you don't want to talk to anyone. Perhaps you're an American swimmer and you've been detained by the police in Rio over inconsistencies in your story of being mugged, and you're allowed one phone call. Make it to us. Or perhaps you're Sir Philip Green, and everyone hates you. Whatever the reason you are alone, we are here for you on the Talk Radio in the Afternoon programme. Come on the radio, and, make your lunchtime fewer lonely. There's an email for that. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There's work experience, punditry. Today, Rob reviews films for literally no coin. No money will change hands at all for his work in reviewing the films, which ties in perfectly with Talk Radio management's attitude to remuneration. There's current affairs meets Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. Hopefully the Japanese poetry, though, won't knock the current affairs out of the haiku with its penis. Plus, we'll be out on the streets again to find out what the people think today. Do they think kangaroos or watering cans? There's a diversity paper review today. The papers are reviewed by a brown one. The showbiz is looked at by a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz at all. And yes, it is back. No one's favourite quiz as celebrity... Well, people who work on the radio have their knowledge of Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross and their patience well and truly tested. Paul Rossmaster is at around 3:30. Ginger Dave is not producing. It's A-level day, so, you know, he's hanging around sixth forms trying to take advantage of emotionally vulnerable students. As Prod Cass is her usual cheery self through the glass. She's just there, look. She's just there, look, there.
Yay.
Yay. Good. Chloe's on buttons. She's just there, look. Chloe, look there. There's Chloe, look, see. Victoria's mouth, this one. Has the news. Paid intern Cornelius.
Good morning.
Is trying to pole vault over the studio bin and trying not to knock it over with his penis.
So that's why there's a bin next
that's
to me.
That's why the bin's there. Here we go. It's like Rio, but in a small, underfunded room. Here we go. That's not bad at all.
One more?
Yeah.
Where's his pole? Oh, my God.
That's awkward. I mean, if you're watching this live on Facebook, because that's what we're doing today, or Periscope, I mean, that's quite spectacular.
I want him to clean up that mess.
And when you said, where's his pole, I wasn't sure that was an appropriate thing to say, Victoria, if I'm honest. I'll be honest with you, he has knocked it over and shattered the bin. But weirdly, not with his penis, with one of his eyes, because as regular listeners know, they stick out further. I'm John Holmes, and this is your Thursday afternoon talk radio programme from Talk Radio on Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
Broke man, Katie, is it too late to say I'm sorry? And Katie,
Do you remember loving on the floor in Belsize Park? Do you remember dancing in stilettos in the snow? Do you remember you never understood I had to go?
By the way, didn't I break your heart?
It's Kaylee by Marillion.
Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
So sorry, I'm never meant to break your heart, but you broke mine. Kaylee.
So you're probably wondering why I'm playing Kaylee by Marillion, the track from side one of Misplaced Childhood, on the radio, on Talk Radio in the afternoon. You're probably wondering that, Cornelius.
Yeah.
He's clearing up the bin that he shattered moments ago. Put the bin in the bin, then no one will even know it happened. There you go. You're probably wondering why I'm playing Kaylee and Marillion, though, aren't you, actually?
I didn't hear any of it.
Okay, fine. All right, well, it's about to finish. Marillion. And Kaylee, why, though? Why would I be playing that?
Because you take any opportunity to talk about Marillion.
On a radio station that's primarily talking. I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? Why would I do that?
It's not primarily talking very well, is it?
Not really, no.
Yeah, why are you playing?
It's not really doing anything anymore very well, if I'm honest.
No.
And that's the unique reason that we're the 34th most listened to radio station in the UK out of a possible 39. I'll tell you why. Because of the news today. That is a story to get us into the... Yeah, the music to get us into the big story, isn't it? The big story of the day
being... what's the big story? A-levels.
That's right. So I play Kaylee by Marillion.
Nice. I smell of bin.
Yes, you do. You reek of bin.
Mm.
Paul Ross does all sorts in that bin. He uses it more as a receptacle. And now you smell of him. Anyway, I was playing that because in there is the line, "Dawn escapes from moon-washed college halls." And, of course, it's college halls that many students will be thinking about going to on A-Level Results Day. So that's why I played that. So what we're going to be doing is, in common with all broadcast media today, we are sending our reporter down to a school to talk to students who are waiting for us to open envelopes live on the radio. So we need a reporter.
Hello.
That's Cornelius. You need to get to a school. You've got the length of the advert to get to a school. Mm-hmm. Find a student about to open an envelope, and we'll do that live on air, because that's like what everyone's doing today. Mm-hmm. So we might as well join in.
Sure.
Great. Off you go then.
Okay.
So we'll be back on Talk Radio shortly with our envelope correspondent, Talk Radio's envelope correspondent, Cornelius. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
Dryathlon is coming. And the idea of not drinking during September is having a startling effect on many Brits. In Mead, it can do strange things inside a one's head. Gin rum circumstances, people actually miss beer words as alcoholic beverages. Wine this happens isn't something Pinot. At this point, it can be sherry worrying, but merely shows that an absinthe from booze might be a good thing. Not least to raise money for Cancer Research UK. It's tough, but give it a shot, and we will beat cancer sooner. Sign up at dryathlon.org.
The High Life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends August 18th. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the northbound M5 in Somerset. There's one lane closed between junction 22 Burnham-on-Sea and 21 at Western Supermare. Recovery work after a vehicle fire. South on the M42 through the West Midlands, traffic is struggling towards junction 6 at Birmingham Airport, where there's a lane closed, emergency repairs. And on the M6 toll, two lanes closed southbound, an accident just before junction T1. M61 at Greater Manchester, southbound queues to get by an accident between junction 2 and junction 1 at Swinton. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed .com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then to you if you are listening to Talk Radio. I know if you're not, you know, I'm not horrible enough to not wish you a good afternoon. I wish you a good afternoon, whatever you're listening to. But if you're listening to this, it's time to talk about the big story. It is, of course, A-Level Results Day today. A-Level Results Publication Day, so-called, because it's the day when the A-Level results are publicated. I got one in English, which is why I'm able to confidently use big words like publicated. The statistics say that 98.1, this is a statistic in the papers this morning, 98.1% of students passed their exams. So if you failed yours, then you really are a loser and are destined for failure. Maybe a career as a radio presenter in the afternoons on the UK's 34th most listened to station out of a possible 39 awaits you. So as all the other media, as I say, is talking results today, and we don't want to be left out. We've got a reporter live at some school or other with a student, and I understand her dad, that's the student's dad, not the reporter's dad anyway, to open an envelope with the results in live on the radio. Will it be success or will it be failure? Will it be good or bad? Is it, for want of a better analogy, Jonathan or Paul Ross? Talk Radio's envelope correspondent is outside now talking to us on a piece of equipment called a Comrex that never really works properly. Can you hear me, reporter?
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. So, your Talk Radio's envelope opening correspondent. Where are you? Who's with you?
Yes, I'm at St Winifred School in Highgate, John. I'm with a very young, nervous girl here who's called Sarah,
yep,
who's about to open her results. So joining her is her dad, Michael, as well. How are you doing, guys?
Hi.
Are you nervous?
Really nervous. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, and Michael, what do you think?
I'm not nervous at all. Sarah's worked hard. She's always been a diligent student, and I'm sure this is going to do me and the family proud.
This is excellent. This is good, isn't it? Because this is like, you know, proper radio now. It's like live. They've waited for us to go down there so she can open the envelope. So let's do it. Let's do this.
Well, just quickly, Sarah, how hard have you studied for this?
Literally, it's been eat, sleep, revision. That's all I can think about, my exams and the results. This is what my life has been leading up to.
Okay, so are you nervous?
So nervous, you wouldn't believe it.
Did you sleep last night?
Not at all.
Okay, should we do it then? Should we open the envelope?
Let's do it.
Okay, so what were you expecting?
All A's.
All A's. Where are you trying to get into?
Oxford.
Oh, wow, okay. And do you have a backup?
Yeah, Warwick.
Okay, and what do you need for that?
For Warwick or Oxford?
Warwick.
A, B.
Okay, so this is the truth. So have you got
three
your results?
Three A's for Oxford, A, B for Warwick. Come on, this is good.
A.
Sure. Okay, what have you got?
A, and a C.
What?
Okay, you've got a C. What does that mean? What did you get the C in?
English.
Okay, and what did you get your two A's in?
Maths and economics.
Right, okay, what else does the letter say? Have you got into university?
No, I haven't gotten into either of them.
Okay. Okay. Right. Right, well, how do you feel?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I wasn't actually expecting
I'm
heartbroken.
Okay. So, Michael, you've heard your daughter's results. How do you feel about this?
In the last 30 seconds, I've gone from being ecstatically looking forward to these results to being incredibly angry, upset. I'm beyond angry now. I'm just disappointed.
I tried my hardest.
I feel that you've not just let yourself down. You've let me down. You've let the family down. We were all hoping that you're going to be the first member of the family to get to Oxford. I was so proud. I told all my friends down the pub, told everyone down the club that, you know, my daughter was going to go to Oxford. And
I tried as hard as possible. And you know what? It was really, really hard when I could hear you and Mum yelling.
Look, what goes on between me and your mum is totally inconsequential. It has nothing to do with you or your exam work or, you know, all your hard work that you need to do to get this grade.
It's easy for you to say. You were sleeping with your secretary.
There's no need to bring those personal matters into it. We're on national radio.
You're saying I'm not trying hard enough. I tried my hardest. What else can I do?
Well, you could have just tried a little bit harder. It's English. I mean, like, you speak English. You're fine. How can you be good at economics?
Okay. Okay, so what do you think about your prospects now? Are you going to try and go through clearing?
Do you know what? I might just up and leave. I think that's what I'll do. I'll work in Sainsbury's or somewhere.
Awkward, slightly awkward.
Do you know what, Sarah? I think you should just go and be a professional Pokemon Go hunter or something, whatever people your age do.
Maybe you should just go sleep with your secretary again then.
Okay, well, we have heard this morning that Canterbury Christchurch University do have clearing places to study the music industry. Is that something you're interested in?
No.
I think we're going to leave that there, Cornelius. That's
yeah, okay, good idea.
I wasn't really expecting.
No.
To be honest, I thought it was going to be.
I can't believe you've done this. You've embarrassed me.
Awkward.
Okay, they've left now.
Okay,
John.
Awkward. Right. I got a bit sweaty. That was actually really awkward. So there
it was.
Still
lots of.
What?
Go on, there you go.
Okay.
Lots of people happy.
Shut up. Live from a school there, St Winifred's School, girls' school in Highgate. That was called envelope reporter, talking to Sarah and her dad live. They waited all day to open that for us, and then that happened.
Awkward.
Just pretend it didn't happen. It's coming up to 1:30. In the next half an hour, Lonely Lunch Club. Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, possibly like Sarah or her dad now, then please do get in touch and you can be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's Talk Radio on A-Level Results Day. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Health campaigners have accused the government of an unforgivable missed opportunity to cut down on childhood obesity. The government's strategy doesn't include a curb on junk food advertising and relies on voluntary agreements with the industry to reduce sugar content. That's something Anne-Marie O'Leary from NetMums has told already she hopes will help.
When it comes to the hidden sugars in food, you know, we all grab a yogurt that we think is nice and healthy out of the fridge. Half of us don't realise that they're half the time packed with sugar as well. There are lots of things that masquerade as healthy foods that really, really aren't. And I think that's where industry has a role to play. And in terms of labelling, at least, if not then cutting the amount of sugar that is in their food.
TV sports presenter Charlie Webster is in an induced coma in Rio Hospital after developing a severe complication from an infection. It's thought she contracted a rare form of malaria during a 3,000-mile charity cycle from London. A study says black and ethnic minority people still face entrenched racial inequality in many aspects of life in Britain. The review examined areas such as education, employment, housing and criminal justice. The gap between the best performing girls and boys at A-level has narrowed for the first time in 5 years. The proportion of A and A star grades awarded to students this year has dropped marginally. A Team GB athlete has been robbed as they return to their accommodation during the Olympic Games. We're told the individual can concerned who's not been named is safe and well. It comes as two US Olympic swimmers have been removed from a flight in Rio and stopped from returning home while police investigate their account of an armed robbery. They were among four athletes, including star Ryan Lochte, whose version of events is being disputed by officers in Brazil. The weather, cloudier than it has been recently, but still warm with some sunny spells. Highs of 25 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. I wasn't really listening, to be honest.
Well, you don't need to tell me that.
It's fine. Did you, how did you do in your A-levels?
Rubbish.
Did you?
Yeah.
And look where we are.
I know.
What did you do? What did you take?
Oh, man. My problem is, though, I dropped some and then failed some, so I had to take some extra ones. So I started off doing art, which I dropped because I couldn't find my inspiration.
Or pencil.
Yep. I did sociology, psychology, communication studies, which I got a U, so then had to...
Well, I don't think anyone here is surprised about that.
Thanks, because I didn't do my coursework, because I was such a good student. And then I did general studies and media.
Well, that's just rubbish.
Yeah.
Well, at A-level, I did art.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do you do?
I did all right.
Yeah. What grade did you get?
Well, I didn't do A-level art. I did a diploma in art.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I did A-level English language and then A-level English literature.
And how did you fare?
I got... an A in English language, B in literature.
Are you making this up?
No,
it kind of sounds like I'm trying to remember.
And then for my art thing, diploma, I got whatever that is, a art diploma. I don't know. I don't think it's a commendation, maybe? No, God, no.
Okay.
Anyway, there we go. We've all shared, haven't we?
Mm.
And look what happened to us.
I know. So even if you
very
do badly...
Very much. Doesn't matter whether you do badly like you or okay like me, we're still destined for this level of failure on this radio station.
I love your optimism.
Great. Victoria, thank you for the news. Work harder in future. It's... headline hijack on the way. Victoria's mouth. It's ungraded mouth. In communication studies, we'll be saying the news at 2 o'clock. It will contain a news lie. We'd like it to be yours. That's headline hijack. Details of how to get that into us coming very soon. Chloe, press a button.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it is Talk Radio, yes, good afternoon, and I am John Holmes. Paid intern Cornelius is taking some of your reactions that are coming in, of course, to the big A-level results day that it is. The reactions coming in.
Lots coming in, John. Lots of people sending in their results. Congratulations to Lucy, who's always wanted to be a chiropractor. She got BAC, so well done.
Yep.
Ahmed says he really wants to be an Uber driver. He got CAB.
Yeah.
And who's this? Darren says, I've got BBC, which is excellent, because that means most of my work in the future will be presented by David Mitchell.
Very good. Congratulations to whatever you've got. Someone here wants to be a computer aided designer, and they got a CA and a D. So that's a niche joke for anyone who knows what CAD is. Right, it's time for headline hijack. So, as previously intimated, Victoria and her ungraded A-level in communication studies. Who would have thought? We'll be here at 2 o'clock with the news. In the news, we'll be only the one at 2 o'clock. Mind, will be a made-up news story. It's headline hijack. We put it there to befuddle those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Of course, they'll pop out for lunch or to check their A-level results. Whatever it is they've gone to do, they won't be listening to this bit. They'll come back at 2 o'clock. Everyone does. Puts talk radio on. Hear the news, believe it to be true, but within that news is a made-up news lie to confuse them. It's a sort of punishment for not listening to this bit, if you see what I mean. Anyway, we call it Headline Hijack. 87222
is a start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Following the ban of burkinis on the beach in Cannes, the mayor of Cannes has announced he'll also be banning long beards from the region, as he believes not only are they a symbol of Islamic fundamentalism, but also a symbol of creepy old men who no one wants to talk to. And that's come in from Abu. Cornelius, have you got a headline hijack that's come in over there?
From Anthony, who says that following yesterday's report that London Bridge was falling down. Sadiq Khan has announced that it will be rebuilt with wooden clay, although some critics have argued that wooden clay will wash away my fair lady.
Yes, that is worth thinking about.
Definitely.
So let's just think about it. Okay, I'll finish that now. Following criticisms from Dr. Sarah Wollaston, the chairwoman of the Health Select Committee, that whole chunks of the childhood obesity plan were missing when it had been published, it's emerged that those large chunks were eaten by fat children. This has come in from Augustus. It really has. The report has been left unattended. The report had been left unattended in a lower kitchen cabinet, allowing for a gaggle of fat children to get to and devour them. A gaggle of fat children.
I thought it was a buffet of fat children.
Yes, I think Augustus has got the wrong verb. I think that is
collective noun.
Collective noun. Sorry, that's what I meant. Yes, is. I told you I've got good marketing English, didn't I?
Yeah.
A buffet of fat children. That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So, you've got time. You've got about 22 minutes to get yours in. Yeah, I'd make that 21. Because the news is at 2 o'clock. So, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Afterwards, we will be meeting today's Lonely Luncher. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, you can get in touch. Get on the list. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And we will call you back. It's Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of G-Tex standard plasterboard for only £4.15 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, official Team GB partner.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
There's delays on the northbound M5 in Somerset. There's one lane closed between junction 22 Burnham-on-Sea and 21 at Weston-super-Mare. Recovery work after a vehicle fire. South on the M42 through the West Midlands, traffic is struggling towards junction 6 at Birmingham Airport, where there's a lane closed, emergency repairs. And on the N6 toll, two lanes closed southbound, an accident just before junction T1. M61 at Greater Manchester, southbound queues to get by an accident between junction 2 and junction 1 at Swinton. I'm Dave Stamford.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks. The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio. I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, just ahead of Lonely Lunch Club, I've just been sort of looking through the news a bit. I've just been going through all the papers and stuff, and there's a lot of news, and what I've noticed is it's quite complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around
it. You're not the only one, Cornelius, actually.
Oh, really?
Because we've had a lot of letters in this morning from people saying, "Dear John, I've been looking through the news, and I've noticed it's all quite complicated, and I just can't get my head around it." And that's from Pete that's coming this morning. Another one here. "Dear John, I've been looking at the news, and I just can't get my head around it." That's from Louise. Another one here. "Dear John, I've been looking at the news, just can't get my head around it." That's from Paolo. So, are you going?
This ain't got no name on it. It's just someone sent us a piece of paper with lots of crayon sort of marking on it.
Yeah.
Presumably they can't get their head around the news or much else.
No. So, well, that really has summed up most of our listeners. But it's okay because we're here to help you. Because we know the news is complicated. We know you can't get your head around it because you write to tell us. But that's why we take the news on a regular basis every weekday afternoon and break it down into its component parts to make it easier to understand. And when you do that, of course, you end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Philip Green throws cam. Right, in C, like he did with employees' pensions.
News in haiku.
Stop that.
Okay. Let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are then, throwing open the wipe-clean plastic doors that guard the entrance to the Talk Radio in the Afternoons on a weekday Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is the place for you if you're lunching alone. For whatever reason, doesn't matter what the reason is, we don't judge you. We simply aim to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. All we need to do is work out where you are, you can tell us what you're having for lunch and why it is that you're lunching alone, and then we'll attempt to navigate those murky solo waters with you, holding your hand, pulling you through lunchtime, and just trying to make it not as lonely as it was a minute ago. That's all it is. We can play the role of virtual friend and colleague. We can chit and chat about this and that. The choice is very much yours. And on the phone today is a lonely luncher who's called Ben. Good afternoon, Ben.
Hi, John. You're right.
Yeah, fine. Thanks. So, where are you, Ben?
I'm sat in the basement in Lewisham where I live.
In the basement?
Yeah.
Do you go there to lunch?
Well, I'm just at home today, actually. Basically, I recently moved to London to move in with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it means I now live somewhere I've got no friends.
Right.
So I said to her before, what are we going to do today? And she went, I'm just going to go into town and meet some friends. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll just sit here by the window and wait until you get back.
Yeah. Like a sort of loyal dog.
Yeah, I've got the social life of a dog. I mean, I got a bit bored before and did a poo in the yard.
Yeah. I think that, to be honest, I think she deserves that when she gets back. And, you know,
it's,
she's
a
gonna,
it's a protest as much as anything.
Yeah, so. Dirty protest. She's going to have to pick that up in a bag and put it in a bin, isn't she? And that's only right and proper if she's if she's made you. Do you, I mean, has she locked you in the basement? Is it all a bit fritzel, or is it like, have you voluntarily gone there?
No, I mean, it's just where we live. We live in a basement flat. I can leave whenever I want.
Oh, that's good.
I've got nowhere to go.
Yeah. Okay, well, how long have you been sitting by the window now?
6 hours.
And what do you do when you're not? I mean, do you work, Ben?
Yeah, I've got a job. Well, it's not exactly brain surgery. I'll say that much.
Yeah. What is it then?
I work on a neurology ward. I mean, it's very similar to brain surgery, but it's not exactly brain surgery.
Yeah, it's not exactly that. But you're right in saying that it is similar. Well, that's interesting. You should say that, because that's, you know, many listening to that will, there might be students listening to this, right, who've you know, got their A level results today, thinking, well, I'd like to work in something that's not quite brain surgery, but it nearly is. It's all, tell you what it is, Ben. It's sort of like the employment equivalent of not getting into Oxford or Cambridge, isn't it? I'd say you've gone to Durham, haven't you? There. With you.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, and what I'd say is a lot of them will be clutching their A-level results now, excited, thinking, you know, maybe I can go into medicine. And in the end, what I'd say is be excited, but be aware of the fact you might find yourself sat alone in a basement in Lewisham.
Yeah, it's a good point. You're a good example of a sort of a life path that's not gone that well, aren't you?
In many ways, John, it looks very aspirational from the outside. I post a lot of good things to Instagram, but I literally do sit here most of the day on my own.
Yeah. So, what A-levels did you get? If someone's listening now going, well, I would like to be a neurologist, because sitting in a basement day in, day out, and doing a poo in a yard sounds like a brilliant career opportunity. What A-levels did you get, just to give that inspiration to others?
Chemistry, biology, physics, maths. I got all A's.
You got all A's in those. Yeah, that's very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where
I was in my day.
Yeah. Yeah, where? So what university did you go to?
It was actually Durham, funnily enough.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, so that works, doesn't it? Because if you'd gone to Oxford or Cambridge, you'd have actually been a brain surgeon.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, what I do is, you know, not, I mean, it's a bit embarrassing, man, to say you're not exactly brain surgery all the time.
Yeah.
You want to do something else, but, you know, you'd have to play the cards that life deals you.
Did you not think of perhaps getting a job, maybe, you know, pushing around the lunch trolley at NASA? Because while that's not exactly rocket science, it is in the same area, isn't it?
Well, I did do that on work experience, actually, a few years ago.
And that brings us neatly, of course, to the lonely lunch question of what are you having for lunch? What have you, if you like, pushed into your own mouth on the trolley?
I've got, I'm having a quiche Lorraine, but I got it from Aldi, so they've labelled it a quiche Lorraine.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's, I mean, was that in the house? Did you go out to get that? Because, you know, I don't want to ruin my image of you sitting alone for 6 hours in a basement. I don't want to know that you've gone to Aldi.
We keep a Keith in the fridge most of the time, to be honest with you.
That's good, yeah. Pretty good. And have you, a daily snack, a lunch snack, this? Or, I mean, I just wonder what else you get down Aldi.
It's not always a Keith Lorraine. I mean, there's a variety of other things, but that tends to be my favourite, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So, if you'd gone to Oxford and Cambridge, you'd have got that from Waitrose, and it would have been a proper quiche Lorraine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been called quiche.
But you've gone to Aldi, because you only went to Durham, and now you've got a Keith Lorraine. So, I mean, it's your own fault.
It is. I mean, I hold my hands up, John. If I could have my time again, I'd change things, but as it stands, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it, really.
Yeah, it's a great shame. Well, look, it's been lovely talking to you, right? And what time... what's your girlfriend's name, by the way?
My girlfriend's name is Leanne.
Right. Quiche Lorraine. Leanne. When she gets back, I mean, try and have done another poo by then, just to...
Well, the postman's due any time, so I'm going to, like, attack him physically.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets to the door.
Like a dog. Good. Well, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Ben. It really has. I hope we've made your lunchtime fewer lonely.
You've made me reflect more upon my own failings, which, which can only be a positive, I suppose.
It is. Resilient. On a day like this, it certainly is, because all the people listening to this and their A-level results will now take inspiration from your failure. Ben, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. That's Ben. He works in not quite brain surgery, but he is a neurologist. But he's sitting alone in a basement eating a Keith Lorraine from Aldi. And that could be you if you don't work hard enough. If you'd like to be a lonely luncher in future days, then do get in touch. Didn't mean to press that. Do get in touch. I got a U in radio presenting. Do get in touch with us on this email address.
lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk.
You can get on the list and be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, there's the small matter of, before we move on to finding out who's won today's headline hijack and thence to the rest of the programme, of Jeremy Corbyn. Now, I don't know whether you saw this. This is in all the papers today and indeed was on television last night in the leaders' debate, the Labour leaders' debate. It was Owen Smith, of course, and Jeremy Corbyn. And Jeremy Corbyn was showed a bit. They were trying to work out how every man Corbyn and Smith are as Labour leaders and what their knowledge of popular culture is, which they often do with politicians, of course. And Jeremy Corbyn was shown a picture of Ant and Dec off the television.
Yes.
And was asked to identify, say, who are these two men?
Ant and Dec.
Not you.
Oh.
Jeremy Corbyn. Who are these two men? And he didn't know. And even with the clue that was given to him, they're two Geordie television presenters, Jeremy Corbyn still didn't know.
I think that's pretty fair, though, because if you don't know who they are, it's not like you have the knowledge in your brain. We'll go, well, I know the names of two Geordie TV presenters. Like, if you don't know who you are, who they are, you're just not going to know who they are.
Right. Did you get a U in speaking? So he didn't know, but it's okay because we're here to help again, because we can help out.
Yeah.
Because today on the text in, we invite you to send to us your facts about Ant and Dec. It's hashtag Ant and Dec facts. If you'd like to use Twitter, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Text number, but Twitter's at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with an Ant and Dec fact.
Yes. So we've got some here that have already been coming in. Thank you for them. As I say, do help out Jeremy Corbyn. We will pass all of these facts on. Here we go. Well, everyone knows this anyway, but Ant and Dec, of course, are shortened versions of their full names. Their full names are Antichrist and December. Hashtag Ant and Dec fact. Cornelius, have you got one?
Yes. Did you know that in the late 1990s, Ant and Dec went into a small spout of depression when they realised they missed on the opportunity to call themselves Dec and Ant, which sounds like the word decadent, and be more high-class presenters?
Yes. Fact.
Fact.
What's this one? Oh, yes. In the next series of the Jungle programme, that they do, with the supply of kangaroos depleted, for one of the tasks, contestants will have to eat Ant and Dec's anuses in order to get a bush tucker. Is that what they call it? Bush tucker.
No, that's the bush tucker trial. They'll get stars, they get dinners.
All right. When do they eat the anuses?
In the bush took a trial.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's what... But it's Ant and Dec. So what's going to happen is... Because normally it's kangaroos, isn't it, or something? So the celebrity is going to sit there. I don't know. Whoever it's going to be. Name a celebrity.
Christopher Biggins.
Name a celebrity that will be allowed back on a reality TV programme after doing all that Nazi stuff on the other one.
Gloria Honeyford.
That'll do. So you've got Gloria... TV's Gloria Honeyford sitting in the jungle, starving, right? And Ant and Dec say, I can't hear the voice at all, but Ant and Dec, you know, say, right, for lunch, for the camp, you've got to now eat, this is Dec saying this, you've got to now eat Gloria Honeyford, Ant McPartlin's anus, and then he has to get on the table and bend over, and the TV presenter Gloria Honeyford to get food for the camp has to eat his anus. And I think that would be worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's an Anton Deck fact. If you've got one to share, then you can share it via this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Anton Radio 2.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
No.
Oh, with an Anton Deck fact.
Yes. Right, we need a winner. For headline hijack. While you're thinking of Anton Deck facts, what we do is put a made-up news story in the news, which is but minutes away. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. La-di-da-da-da, you know the fact. You know. I know I'm explaining it every day. You know all this already. Anyway, so a made-up news story in the news. Before we get to it, though, let's... I know we've got a lot coming in. I like to get through them when I can. So let's... Let's have a look here, shall we? After Jeremy Corbyn, this ties in, failed to identify Anton Deck yesterday. This has come in from, who's this from? Fiona. This morning, he was attacked in the street by two, the police description is two quite short Geordie men throwing a number of national television awards at Jeremy Corbyn. Police have said they're unsure as to whether the two incidents are connected. That's come in from Fiona. Thank you very much, Fiona. Do we have a winner, Cornelius?
Yes.
Could you tell us who it is?
Yeah, sure. It's John, who lives in Whitstable.
John.
No, I was addressing you, John. It's John. Who lives in Whitstable.
Excellent. Well done, John. You, in Whitstable, you have won... Nothing physical, but you've won the glory. I'm going to use the word glory incorrectly, but I'm going to use it anyway. The word glory in the knowledge that your made-up news story will be in the news, which is next on Talk Radio. Still to come, work experience punditry when Rob comes in to review films. Plus, don't forget this afternoon's edition of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. All before 4 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
As a tradesman, Danny knows that time is money. So he's a big fan of the new Screwfix card, which makes ordering in store even quicker and easier. Once you've signed up, there's no more giving personal details over the counter. Your card is scanned at the till, your info appears, and boom, we're ready to take your order. Plus, as a cardholder, you can make sure you hear about the latest deals and offers. The Screwfix card, free from any of our 470 stores nationwide. Those in the know Screwfix.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Hello. Look, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, childhood obesity plan is called weak. Record university offers on A-level day and a silver for GB in the canoeing.
Talk Radio.
Watered down, underwhelming and disappointing. Those are just some of the responses to the government's childhood obesity strategy. The sugar tax on soft drinks is in there, but curbs on junk food advertising before the watershed don't form part of the plan, something health charities say is key to tackling the obesity epidemic. Malcolm Clark from the Children's Food Campaign has told Talk Radio obesity needs to be taken seriously.
This isn't just about weight. It's actually about a whole amount of
diet-related disease, you know, whether that's type 2 diabetes or whether it's about dental decay, things that you can't necessarily see. So this is a problem that's much wider and affects the NHS budgets much, much greater than simply just being overweight or obese.
Team GB ambassador and TV presenter Charlie Webster is in a coma and on life support after catching a rare strain of malaria. She's thought to have contracted the disease on a charity bike ride to Rio ahead of the Olympics. A report has found there's an alarming picture of racial inequality in Britain. Black people are three times more likely to be murdered than white people, and there's a significantly higher unemployment rate for ethnic minorities. David Isaac chairs the Equality and Human Rights Commission, which produced the study.
What's shocking, certainly to us at the Commission, is the range of areas that mean that some people are disadvantaged, and it's the totality of that inequality that we are shining a light on.
The proportion of A-level candidates receiving the very top grades has fallen very slightly this year, but a record number of students have been offered university places. There's been a 3% rise on last year, with more than 420,000 being offered their first or second choice. Suzanne O'Farrell is from the Association of School and College Leaders.
We have to have confidence in the standard year on year, and there's a lot of work behind the scenes that goes into that to make sure that those results are comparable and the standard doesn't just keep rising, really, and that if you've got a child that gets an A 1 year and gets an A 5 years later, that is, you know, equally commendable.
A man has been questioned on suspicion of encouraging terrorism and distributing terrorist material. The 22-year-old was arrested in southeast London at around 6 o'clock this morning. Online sales spiked in the UK last month, with like-for-like spending up almost 17%. That's led to Amazon announcing it's opening a new warehouse in Essex next spring, which will create 1,500 jobs. The firm says the centre at Tilbury will help them support small businesses and meet growing customer demand. And Manchester is apparently a better place to live than London. The capital has been ranked 53 in the world, which is 10 places behind the northern city because of increased threat of terrorism and petty crime. Melbourne came in the most livable city, followed by Vienna.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy. Well, the feeling is gone.
Sorry?
The feeling is gone.
What feeling?
Oh, Vienna.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Cloudy than it has been recently, but still warm with some sunny spells, highs of 25 degrees.
So, you didn't do very well in your A-levels.
No.
But you did all right afterwards.
Yes.
How did you get into university with your grades?
Well, they just accepted me.
Did they?
Yeah. They were like, yeah,
very
you come.
Low standard.
Well, I did sociology, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. General studies.
Well, no, I went on to university to do sociology with popular culture.
All right.
Yeah. So then obviously I couldn't get a good job with that degree. So I had to go back to uni, do a postgrad and do journalism.
Had you always been interested in journalism, or did that sort of come about later on?
No.
I mean, I think we can tell.
That's really harsh. No, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And yeah. The best out of my A-levels was sociology, so I did that at uni.
Yeah.
Then it was when I was at uni, I got interested in radio and then thought, how can I get into radio? Do I like? And then I was like, oh, journalism sounds good.
It's good. And so it's like a job interview now, isn't it?
Did a bit of research, yeah, and then pursued it.
Right, more insights into Victoria's life and career as the afternoon wears on.
Please no.
4 minutes past 2 o'clock, there's some sport afoot.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Team GB have another medal at the Rio Olympics after a photo finish in the men's kayak double 200 metres. Liam Heath and John Schofield beat Lithuania to a silver medal. Spain took the gold. Later, London 2012 gold and bronze winners Alistair and Johnny Brownlee compete in the triathlon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says supporters shouldn't panic about a lack of transfer activity at the club. His side lost 4-3 at home to Liverpool in their Premier League opener. Wenger's been heavily linked with Valencia defender Shkodran Mustafi, but no deal's yet been completed. He insists he still wants to bring in new players.
You are absolutely convinced that I don't want to spend the money. I just would like to reassure you we are ready to spend the money we have, as always, not the money we haven't got. You know, buying camps, the fans, of course.
Finally, onto tennis. Andy Murray won his first match since retaining his Olympic title in Rio. He beat Argentina's Juan Monaco in straight sets at the Cincinnati Open, just days after winning gold. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, hospitals have been on high alert today after A&Es across the country have been overrun with students rushing in with severe paper cuts. Later on in the show, we'll be with some of those students who will be opening their results to find out if their injuries have become infected.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, with the news, and Ben with the sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mark Radcliffe is one of the UK's most northern broadcasters, and he can often be heard on both Radio 4, Radio 2 and elsewhere, including sometimes a television. Now, for the first time, a CD of the bits where he endearingly stumbles over his words and stutters a bit.
I mean, you'd have to say that I'm a lot better for you. I mean, you know.
All the bits of Mark Radcliffe's speech that aren't quite speech, more noise, really, to collect on CD.
The name, then.
Including friendly banter with Stuart McConey.
Radcliffe McConey. I'm a lot better for you, because that's real total.
Reading out an email.
Cordial felicitations.
And introducing The Who.
The Who.
Mark Radcliffe, The Noises. At last, all the endearing stammering on one exclusive CD.
Work. Experience punditry is the time it is now. If you are a regular listener, yes, I know that you know that Work Experience punditry is here for us to reach out a helping hand through the radio, through it, to students, work experience time. How apt that it's A-level results day that we do Work Experience punditry. I knew there'd be a point that somewhere down the line, but anyway, we do it to road test the next generation of broadcasters, pundits and critics, but the glory of it, of course, is we have to we have no obligation to pay them any coin whatsoever, and that's why Rob is here with his film review. Hello, Rob.
Hello, John.
Hi. So, A-levels and so forth, what can you bring to that particular party?
So what A-levels did I get?
Yes.
I got a BBC is what I got.
That's handy that you're working in commercial radio then.
There you go. Well,
I
working.
Got the same. I got the same.
Did you?
Yeah.
Great. So, and look where we've all ended up, as we said. Look at us. See? You know, you got a... What were they in, Rob?
What did I get? B in English, B in history, and a C in art.
Oh, I see. That's pretty good, though, isn't it? Were you hoping for that, or was it...
No, I mean, I didn't go into my first choice. I wanted to go to Manchester,
yeah.
But they said that I wasn't clever enough.
Yeah.
So I went to Kiel instead.
That's sad, isn't it? You're not clever enough to get into Manchester. God.
That was distraught.
Oh, really? Yeah. Awkward. So Kiel, all right, fine. Yeah. So you're doing what? I'm just doing this because this helps people listening who may be struggling with their results. And
it's
interesting for us all to know what everyone did and where we ended up, either by accident or design.
Yeah.
So what did you do at Kiel?
I did American studies at Kiel because I didn't want to get a job very quickly when I finished, because the job market for American studies students isn't really that bustling.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So I changed up to, I'm doing a postgraduate in film studies now, so I'm trying to get more specific.
How appropriate then that you're here to review films for us.
It's been a long time coming.
So what do we have on today's filmic agenda?
Today we have The Shallows and Born to be Blue. Should I do The Shallows first?
It's entirely up to you.
I will do it then. So The Shallows, in theatres now, a taut, bare-bones thriller starring Blake Lively as a backpacking surfer from Texas. She's gone out to Mexico to try and find this hidden beach that her mum went to when she was her age. However, after a nice afternoon of surfing, she runs into a spot of bother, or to be more precise, a great white shark. So I think we might have a clip.
Hey! You should come over here!
I'm good here, thank
Hey, sis.
Hey.
I just want to let you know I made it here. Mom was right. It took forever to find, but it's perfect.
What did you say the name of this place was?
This is paradise.
A clip there from The Shallows, which Rob has been to see.
I did go to see it, and I did very much enjoy it, I must
say.
Really?
I wasn't expecting that.
No, I don't know. It's good. So I was thinking about it. There's like a mini genre growing of these kind of solo performance films. You might have seen Tom Hardy in Locke or Ryan Reynolds in Buried. These kind of films where it's just one person, one scenario that runs for just about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And this is definitely one of them. So it's minimal in scope. Blake Lively, who's really, really good in this. One of the best performances I've seen.
Remind me who she is. What else has she been in, Blake Lively?
I couldn't even say. This is the first thing I've seen her in, but she's a very tall, leggy, blonde, very pretty, seems pretty good at surfing in real life.
Chloe's just said in my ear that she's in Gossip Girl and had a baby with Ryan Reynolds. I think she means Blake Lively, not Chloe, although I don't know. Maybe that's the case.
I'm trying to pretend that I haven't seen Gossip Girl, but
there we go. So it's there are films like, and I don't mean like the sort of one-handers, but there are films like this that seem a bit sort of Nature Strikes Back-ish, where people are in a remote place. There was one called The Ruins a couple of years ago, where some backpackers went into the Mexican jungle, and then these poisonous vines came out of the ruins and
I think I remember that. Yeah, it's kind of like that. Much more kind of minimal. I mean, this is just one shark. There was a film recently as well, Robert Redford, All Is Lost, where he's out at sea and it's just him pitted against the nature.
It doesn't sound like it's in the same league as that to me, though. But I'd be happy if you tell me it is. But you've got that sort of, you know, Blake Lively in a pond, Robert Redford out in sea. It seems like a different scale of film.
But I don't know. I would say the closest you would get to is 127 hours. Sorry. No, yes. That's too many. How many? With the one of James Franco where he cuts off his arm.
That it was 27 hours.
27 hours, yeah. I don't think it could
have lasted 100. No, it was 127.
Yeah,
it
wasn't, okay. Yeah. And so it's definitely that. There are some gruesome scenes of handmade surgery going on, which really make you wince, and it's quite tense as well. It's also quite similar to Castaway in the sense that she does have a little companion. You know, Tom Hanks had Wilson. Blake Lively has Simon the Seagull, who's with her from pretty much start to finish, making sure she doesn't go stir crazy.
Surely she should have called that Stephen.
Stephen the Seagull.
Is that what you said?
I think I did say.
You said Simon.
Did I?
Yes.
I think Stephen is the Seagull.
Well, there we go. That makes sense now because of Stephen Seagull. Simon Seagull doesn't make any sense at all.
It's all making sense now.
Stephen Seagull. So you watched the entire film without getting a reference to Stephen Seagull.
That just went straight over my head.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Well.
Okay. So in terms of where it sits in the pantheon of Shark FX, good, bad?
Better than Sharknado, not as good at Jaws.
Jaws was 1975, so you think they'd advance by then. Is it CGI? It's CGI.
It's completely CGI. I think that some people have kind of come against it, saying like it just doesn't look realistic because it's completely CGI.
Why is there a shark in some shallow water? Or is that a spoiler?
So a whale gets washed up on shore, so it's kind of drawn in there to go and feed on the whale. But I don't think that would actually happen in real life.
No, well, I'm no marine biologist, but, I'm fairly sure they invented the scenario. Okay, that's The Shallows. What's next?
What's next? We have Born to be Blue, and this is a film starring Ethan Hawke playing the legendary West Coast jazz man Chet Baker. It's a smart, watchable biopic. It charts Baker from his initial breakout success as a young up-and-comer in New York to his drug-fueled breakdown. And from there, we follow Chet on his unique road to recovery.
Here's a clip.
You want some advice, Baker? Go back home to the beach, man. Come back when you've lived a little.
You forget what you always check?
Stop!
No more jazz, junkie.
He's got severe trauma to the neck. He's lost all his front teeth.
28 years of practice gone. He'll never play again.
What did you do?
You're gonna kill yourself because you can't play trumpet anymore?
Yes. You come a long way, but
what?
It's not your playing that I'm worried about.
Miles said come back once you lived a little.
I lived a little.
I want to play. All I want to do is play.
I want my life back.
As podcast through the glass just said in my ear that it sounds like the opening credits to Homeland.
Yeah!
Which it does! Which it does! She's right.
Which are the most annoying opening credits in the world, Homeland?
Well, yes. I know. Every time I watch them and I go, I don't understand. Why is that? Why is there a girl with a lion's face? Make any sense, does it? So, I don't like jazz.
Yeah, I could see from the faces you were pulling then.
I would, that was my jazz face. Mm. I would go so far as to say I would burn jazz. Yeah. So, but I'm willing to like a film, even if it's about subject matter I'm not that interested in.
Yeah, okay.
So, I like this?
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a stretch, because, you know, if you kind of wince at just the sound of a trumpet or a clarinet, then this might start to grate on you.
In isolation, Rob, I don't wince necessarily at the sound of a trumpet or a clarinet. Put together in a seemingly random collection of events like that, it does make me want to kill.
Okay, well, you know, maybe just don't. Maybe watch The Shallows instead. But I would say to this film's benefit that it does do a good job of just letting you get to know Chet Baker. Because I didn't know anything about Chet Baker, who he was or whatever. And I came away, you know, knowing quite a lot about the facts and the fictions that come away with it. Mm. And I personally came away, like, I would call myself a fan of Baker's music now. What happens in this film is they kind of chart his ups and downs, and then they play some of his songs throughout. And the lyrics are very pertinent to his own life. So when I went, you know, after I finished watching it, and I went and listened to some of his songs, I was thinking, oh, okay, I get what he's singing about. It was kind of similar to the Amy Winehouse documentary. After I finished watching that, I went back and listened to her albums and thought, oh, this makes a lot more sense now. Or, you know, it's it feels a lot more personal now.
Yeah.
But if you just don't like jazz music to begin with, this might be a bit of a stretch, I will say.
Yeah, well, maybe it's, like you, it's about an understanding of jazz.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. I mean, I like a jazz mag, don't get me wrong, as much as the next man. But jazz itself hasn't reeled me in, shall we say.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of starts off, I would say this starts off as a jazz lover's film. You're going to go into this either liking jazz, it's not going to change your mind particularly about that, I would say.
Okay, so that's The Shallows, and what's that film called?
Born to be Blue.
Born to be Blue. All right, so thank you. Stay with us, because I know we're going to be talking more films in the next bit. What are we going to be looking at next?
The DVD of the week, which is Sicario.
There we go. So Rob's got the films. It's Work Experience Punditry. We don't have to pay him. It's just coming up to 2:20. We'll be back after this. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. From a rear parking camera with multi-angle view to versatile seats that triple your boot space, nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition, Jazz EX and Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years. With a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office, apply today in branch, online or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post Office Money Mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Dryathlon is coming, and the idea of not drinking during September is having a startling effect on many Brits. In Mead, it can do strange things inside a one's head. Genrum circumstances, people actually miss beer words as alcoholic beverages. Why this happens isn't something Pinot. At this point, it can be sherry worrying, but merely shows that an absinthe from booze might be a good thing. Not least to raise money for Cancer Research UK. It's tough, but give it a shot, and we will beat cancer sooner. Sign up at dryathlon.org.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
And there's continuing delays on the M61 at Greater Manchester, where there's one lane closed southbound between Junction 2 and Junction 1 at the Swindon Interchange. On the M6 toll in Warwickshire, there's two lanes closed southbound, an accident between Junction T2 and T1. On the M42, southbound queues towards Junction 6 at Birmingham Airport, where there's a lane closed, emergency repairs. And the northbound M5 in Somerset remains slow from Junction 23 Bridgewater up to 21 at Western Supermare after a car fire earlier. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Audi A4 has many winning features, like the Audi smartphone interface that seamlessly integrates your phone with your car, and that it's What Car Car of the Year 2016. The Audi A4 Saloon Sport Ultra is now available from £319 per month with an initial customer rental of £3,729. Search Audi A4 or test drive at an Audi centre. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik. Price inclusive of VAT for private customers only on personal contract hire until September 30th, 2016. 18s and over, subject to status, exclusions and T's and C's apply. Audi Financial Services. For award details, visit audi.co.uk/whatcar.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. And, just before those contractually obligated adverts, we were talking to Rob about films because it's work experience punditry. Films on a Thursday. We've already talked about The Shallows. If you're listening, The Shallows, which is kind of, I guess, Jaws in a pond. Is that fair, Rob? Jaws in a pond.
I mean, I wouldn't put it on the poster, but yeah.
Okay. And some sort of jazz thing that doesn't interest me at all. But now we are on to DVD of the week, which is
Sicario.
Okay.
Starring Emily Blunt, Benicio Del Toro and Josh Brolin. It is a genuinely jaw-dropping crime thriller set on the Mexico-American border. Blunt plays a seasoned FBI officer brought in to observe the hunt for the head of a Mexican cartel. And, yeah, it's a bit. Have you seen it?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Well, the problem...
Oh, here we go.
...is that when I saw it, I was on a plane.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And thus had more than my fair share of gin and tonics. So I don't recall it as well as I might, Rob, if I'm brutally honest.
Well, that's a shame for you, John, because I do think this is a genuinely amazing film. And one of the things I noted, it's interesting you said that you watched it on a plane, because I think one of the best things about this is its sense of landscape and its sense of awe. So anyone that wants to watch this, I would just like buy a big TV or go and to your mates who has the biggest TV and watch it on there. It's not in cinemas anymore, but... is just, I find it quite jaw-dropping to look at, so I'm not sure.
I remember liking it a great deal. I remember, finishing it. I didn't fall asleep, let's be clear. I mean, I came out of the film, as it were, thinking that was really excellent. And it had good reviews, of course, when it came out of the cinema, and I thought that was fantastic. But now, I have no real recollection of it. So.
That does kind of happen with these Oscar films. It kind of came out in the Oscar season. There's so many great films coming out all at once. They all just kind of fall by the wayside, I find.
Yeah.
For me, this one really stuck out. I was quite annoyed to find that it didn't actually win any Oscars. I thought, at least for cinematography or sound or something. Just a little bit of love for
it. Just throw him a bone.
Yeah, throw him a bone because, I think Birdman won all the Oscars. I didn't particularly enjoy that. So, that's on me.
Yeah.
I would say, as a review, not falling asleep while watching a film on a plane is as good as it gets.
Thank you very much. Have we got a clip of it?
I'm not sure.
Do we have a clip of it? Yes, we do.
The State Department is pulling an agent that specializes in responding to escalated cartel activity.
This is not my department.
FBI!
want to be a part of this?
Do we get an opportunity of the men responsible for today?
The men who are really responsible for today.
And what is it for?
We're going to El Paso, right? You're not American. What do you work for now?
Well, I go where I'm sent.
Every day across that border, people are killed with his blessing. To find them would be like discovering a vaccine.
Nothing will make sense to your American ears.
But in the end, you will understand.
Spotter vehicle, left lane.
Spotter vehicle, 9 o'clock.
Get your weapon out.
Something about that that really makes me want a gin. Work it out. A little bit of that came back during that, I have to say. The gin. I'm not vomiting. But I mean, the film. It came. You know, I was. Oh, I remember that bit.
Yeah, you might remember. I think one of the best parts about it was there's an absolutely amazing scene that takes place on the bridge towards the border where there's a standoff going on, and it's very, very realistic. And yeah, I thought it was incredible.
Yeah, yes, I'm with you. I mean, that's the sort of thing I will watch again. I think because you go, I remember that being good. I was too ginny. So maybe I'll take your advice and DVD of the week it.
You'd be the first one to take my advice, Charles.
I think that's I like to give you encouragement, Rob. That's what we're here for.
Thank you.
So that's Sicario, and very finally, TV movie of the week.
TV movie of the week. I'm going to go for a classic. I'm going to go for Big.
Big.
Tom Hanks. Big. That's on Sunday, at 4:35 p.m.
Okay, and I don't imagine there's a person in the world who doesn't know it.
Well, that's something I don't think I really need to go over it. If I'm being quite honest, I mean, I haven't watched it since I was very, very little. But I still remember.
Ironically,
it's good. It's good.
It's Tom Hanks. Was it Tom Hanks' breakthrough? Like, he'd done stuff before that, hadn't he? But I suppose it was certainly one of his early.
I'd probably say like he'd done his fair share of well-to-do films, but I think this is the one that cemented him as national treasure, as the nice guy, everybody, like the new James Stewart. I think that was a film that cemented him as that.
Yeah. When's it on? Did you say Sunday?
Sunday at 4:35.
It is perfect family viewing. That
it is. Yeah. What I mean, you talk about a Sunday film. I don't mean you could get better than that, really.
No, I think you're right. But I don't suppose there's anyone who's not. What's that noise out there? What was that through the door? Was that Chloe?
No, I think it was Victoria or someone.
It was Chloe there. Let's find out. Let's just get Chloe on the mic there. Chloe.
Hi.
What were you screeching out there?
I said I love Tom Hanks.
Oh. Okay. Thanks for sharing.
I didn't know the door.
Didn't know the door had opened. It sounded like you were giving birth to Ryan Reynolds' baby again. That did, didn't it? Sort of noise that came out of you. Chloe's got a bit shy now. Anyway, Rob, if nothing else, you've excited Chloe beyond belief. So that's nice. Well done. If you've achieved nothing else this afternoon.
Achieved exactly what I set out to come.
Good.
To do.
Good. Right. Thank you for coming in once again. Work Experience Punditry. Are you in next week?
If you'll have me.
Yeah, fine. that was film reviewing. Tomorrow's Work Experience Punditry, Rue will be here. Part man, part radio voice with his look at gadgetry. That's tomorrow's Work Experience Punditry. On this programme, in the next bit, we will be playing a game of Paul Rossmaster. Somebody from the radio will have their knowledge and patience well and truly tested as to facts about full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. There'll also be the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, and diversity paper review. That's right. Today, a brown one looks through the papers. All of that on the way. 2:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The government is denying claims it's caved into pressure from the food industry over its plans to tackle childhood obesity in England. While there won't be a curb on junk food adverts and supermarket price promotions, the proposals do include a voluntary target to cut sugar in food and drink, which the Financial Secretary to the Treasury, Jane Ellison, insists will make a difference.
Whether you look at advertising or whether you look at promotions in store, at the heart of it is food that can be made more healthy at source, and that helps across the board.
Sports presenter Charlie Webster is in a coma in Brazil after contracting a rare form of malaria. It's thought she may have contracted the disease while doing a 3,000-mile charity bike ride. A watchdog has found black and ethnic minority people living in Britain are facing entrenched race inequality. The Equality and Human Rights Commission says black people are three times more likely to be murdered than white people in England and Wales. It's also found unemployment rates are significantly higher for ethnic minorities. The proportion of A-level candidates getting the very top grades has fallen very slightly this year, but a record number of students have been offered university places. Southern Rail has apologised after part of a ceiling collapsed on a train packed with rush hour commuters. No one was hurt in this morning's service between Purley Oaks and South Croydon in London. One passenger says the company seems to be literally falling apart. And Team GB has won its 51st medal of the Rio Olympics.
Liam, that communications A-level rising to the fore there. Did you get a U, did you say?
Yes, John. Thanks for bringing it up. You're such a lovely little man. Liam Heath and John Schofield have taken silver in the men's kayak double 200 metres, with Spain claiming gold. The weather cloudier than it has been recently, but still warm with some sunny spells, highs of 25 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
To be fair, Victoria, earlier on, I've got an English degree, and I forgot the difference between a verb and a noun because I just forgot what a noun was. So we're all susceptible to it.
Okay, I'm glad that you're admitting your faults.
Oh, I could go on all afternoon with those, obviously. And no, I don't need your help.
Okay.
Fine. Right then, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be off now.
All right, off you go.
Bye.
Careful when you open the door, because Chloe might be screeching again. Hi, Chloe!
Hi!
See? Right, shall we lose the rest of the programme? I think we shall. Chloe, if you've... back on your chair. Leave Tom Hanks alone. Press a button.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay then, it's time, before all the other things we're going to do this afternoon, to go out onto the streets. Now, the streets, are they paved with gold? If you've passed your A-levels and you're thinking, oh, I'll go to London to seek my fortune. For a start, you don't need to go to London. Universities are available countrywide. But if you're thinking, well, perhaps those streets are paved with gold, allow me to dispel that notion from your mind right now. For the streets are not paved with gold, my friend. They are paved with homeless people and dog poo. However, there are also other people. There are just people. There are homeless people. There are not homeless people. There are tourist people. There are commuting people. There are people in the streets, is the point I'm making. And what unites them all, eh? I'm asking you, Cornelius. I can see you've got a mouthful of noodles. But what unites the people? That's a horrible noise.
Thoughts?
Yes.
Good.
Thoughts. Or thoughts. How are your noodles, by the way? Why do you eat your dinner in here?
Because I'm too busy before the show, and I don't get a lunch break here, so this is my lunch break. Gone for noodle salad today. Go on, get on with it.
Okay. So, he's right, though. His noodle-dripping face is correct. You look like it's all hanging out your mouth. You look like that captain out of that Pirates of the Caribbean film with the octopus's face. All hanging out your mouth. You look like a dog's arse that's got worms. So, it's time to go out onto those streets where the people are to find out what the people think. That's what we do every morning. We send our intrepid reporters out to take the pulse of the nation. They've done it today. But what do the people think? Do they think kangaroos or watering cans?
Watering cans!
Watering cans!
Watering cans!
Kangaroos!
Kangaroos!
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
Watering can.
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Watering cans.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
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 Watering cans.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
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 Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
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 Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
Watering cans.
Watering cans.
Watering cans.
Watering cans.
Kangaroos.
And there you have it. That's what the people think. That's what the nation is saying right now out on the streets. That's what the people of this nation are saying out on the streets. They're saying whether they think kangaroos or watering cans. What do you think, though? Let's throw it open. What do you think? Do you think watering cans? What do you think, kangaroos? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the words watering cans or kangaroos.
Now, during the film review earlier, when Rob came in just in the last half an hour to talk about films, he was talking about the film The Shallows, which is a film with something called a Blake Lively in it. Now, he said that she befriends, just as Tom Hanks, careful Chloe, calm down, in the film Castaway, he befriends a baseball, doesn't he? He gives it is it a baseball? Football.
I haven't seen it.
Football. And he draws a face on it, I think, gives it a name, calls it Wilson, because it's Wilson manufactured as a football. Now, he said The Shallows has a very similar scene where the character befriends a seagull, which she calls Stephen, because of Stephen Seagal.
That's clever.
Yes. And then, so, and careful, right? And everybody, hold on for a moment, because here's what happened. Somebody phoned in.
What the?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, somebody, what the phone?
Yeah.
Is what you were going to say.
Yeah, what, the phone rang?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. It's Talk Radio, and an actual caller happened. I mean, I think that's the first since we launched that the whole station has had. That wasn't a complaint. So the caller called. He was called Jake, and he wanted to... I mean, obviously, didn't get him on. That'd be ridiculous. But what he did alert us to was that was it a band called Stephen Seagal?
Mm-hmm. And Steve and... Steve N.
Yes.
Seagulls.
Steve and Seagulls.
Yeah.
Fine. And he said, I listen to the show every day, and I know sometimes you like to play some music. Yes, we do, Jake. So here's an example for you. There is a band called Steve N. Seagulls, and they do cover versions of AC/DC tracks. In what style? Did he say what style?
I don't know.
In a country sort of...
Country and
country
Western.
Country style. So... he's pointed us towards this, so, you know, we haven't checked it, but here it is anyway. I don't think they're swearing it. I think it'll be fine. So, for Jake, who suggested it, here's Stephen Seagal's Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Thunderstruck.
liking that. That's Stephen Seagulls and a country version of AC/DC's Thunderstruck, as suggested by Jake in an actual telephone call, which nobody honestly knew where the noise was coming from. A phone rang, no one knew what it was, everyone was confused.
I started evacuating. Yeah, I thought it was a fire alarm.
Exactly. Once everyone came back in and realised what it was, look what it's led to, hearing Excellent. That for the first time. So thanks, Jake. There we go. So, it's Talk Radio. In the next bit, it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Today, Mark, who is a brown one, will be reviewing the papers. There's a big debate at three, and of course, everybody's, and by everybody's, I mean nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster, in around an hour's time. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £115. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less Jan to June 2016. Excludes optional covers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
And there's continuing delays on the M61 at Greater Manchester, where there's one lane closed southbound between Junction 2 and Junction 1 at the Swindon interchange. On the M6 toll in Warwickshire, there's two lanes closed southbound, an accident between Junction T2 and T1. On the M42, southbound queues towards Junction 6 at Birmingham Airport, where there's a lane closed, emergency repairs. And the northbound M5 in Somerset remains slow from Junction 23 Bridgewater up to 21 at Western Supermare after a car fire earlier. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Back in the day, Yaz sang, "The only way is up." Nigel Farage said, "The only way is Brexit." Our special guest on the next Full Set Breakfast says, "The only way is Essex." We are joined by the Queen of Essex herself, Amy Charles, on the next Full Set Breakfast. Go on, all right, have a jazzle.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just listening to that trail from the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast there. I mean, they cover the news, don't they? It's like a news...
Yeah, it's a news breakfast show.
But then what appears to have passed them by, listening to that, because you heard them talk about they've got, was it Amy Childs on, mm-hmm. right? And then something, a sound effect, or someone in the studio went... Did you hear that?
Yeah, a wolf whistle.
Yeah, right. And in the news, that is now a misogynistic hate crime, isn't it? That was in the news a couple of weeks ago.
So that trial
is a misogynistic hate crime. I mean, every trial for Paul Ross is a bit of a hate crime, let's be honest, but that one was particularly misogynistic. And I don't think it's right that we played that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. The news is quite complicated, though, isn't
it? I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's all right, because we're here to help you and everyone who can't get their head around it by taking the news each day and distilling it down to its component parts. And when you do that, what do you end up with? That's right, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Robin couldn't name. Ant and Deck, to be fair, I don't know which one's which.
In haikus, it's time for the diversity paper review. The papers are gone through by a different diversity here in the afternoons on Talk Radio weekdays, and the reason for that is to tick the diversity box that so troubles Lenny Henry. We are way ahead of the curve, whatever colour or creed or sexuality that curve might be. Today, the papers are being reviewed by Mark, who is a
brown
one. So, what's in the papers today, Mark?
I just want to say welcome back, John. I haven't seen you in ages.
Thank you very much. I've been back about a week.
Yeah.
But apart, you weren't here when I got back.
Yeah.
Because you were away.
I was away.
Where were you?
I was in the Czech Republic at a wedding. Not my wedding.
Right. That's an interesting choice of wedding venue.
I heard that you had gone to the only place on the planet where you were taller than the average person.
The Shire. who told you that?
The rumours in the Talk Radio grapevine.
I was in Papua New Guinea.
Yeah. Where the average height is?
Don't know.
I heard it was 5'2".
Oh, so you didn't then?
No.
What's in the papers, Mark?
There's been a wedding in the Czech Republic.
What? What sort of coincidence is this?
I was not there. A Russian oligarch's daughter got married in Prague, which is a lovely place, as I was there only a couple of days ago.
It is
ago.
A lovely place, that is true.
Her father spent £1.6 million on flying Robbie Williams and his people out there to perform a number of his biggest hits.
£1.6 million?
Yeah, you have £1.6 million, John. Who are you going to pick to play?
Well, Robbie Williams, obviously. that's a given. So, Robbie Williams flies to Prague.
Yeah. Which isn't that far.
No. Perform at a wedding, do what, six songs or something?
Probably.
And gets that much money?
Yeah, it was a Gothic-themed wedding. It cost, I think, a total of £8.6 million. This is according to the Metro. I mean, there was waitresses wearing fangs and fake blood.
That's not £8 million worth, is it? You can get fangs and fake blood down a joke shop.
Yeah.
Like for 99p.
Yeah.
Someone's ripped him off, this oligarch.
Yeah.
What else did they have?
It doesn't really say much other than it was in a castle in Prague. I went to Prague. It's really cheap.
Did you go to Prague?
Yeah.
Did you go to a wedding in the Czech Republic?
I did. I haven't mentioned it before.
No.
Whose wedding was yours if it wasn't that of an oligarch?
It was my mate Frank's, and the only reason he got married there was A, because his bride was from the Czech Republic, and B, because it's cheap.
Yeah.
So he definitely wasn't spending £1.6 million.
So the oligarch went to the cheap place but still spent a hell of a lot more money than anyone else would?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What was his wedding like? Was it on the cheap?
This was his daughter's wedding. It was...
your wedding.
Oh, my wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wedding was... It was really good. I really enjoyed it. There was lots of booze, which, to be honest, I'll enjoy anything if there's lots of booze.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd
enjoy this more if I gave you lots of booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, the only reason I come in is because Cass and Connor would buy you a pint afterwards.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, it was lots of booze. I enjoyed it.
The only reason I do this show is because Castlecon buys me a pint afterwards.
Yeah.
If I'm brutally honest with you.
Yeah.
So what was the theme of that wedding, your wedding?
It was just getting married. There was no real theme. It was in a ranch. There was a mythical alpaca that no one saw.
Alpacas aren't mythical, though. They're real, Mark.
The one in the place in the Czech Republic where we were.
Is
mythical.
Well, that's ludicrous. Why would you have a mythical creature that exists? That's a stupid rule. Mythical creatures, by their very nature, like a basilisk, say, or El Chupacabras, or the Loch Ness Monster, are mythical creatures because
the Loch Ness Monster's real.
All right, we'll gloss over that. But an alpaca, if you're going to pick a mythical creature,
yeah,
I mean, it's not. Out in the streets. Out in the streets at night, did you hear there's a mythical fox. No, it's a fox. It's not mythical, is it? That's a stupid thing to do. A mythical alpaca. Pick an animal that's not real.
Alpaca. They're real. What about unicorn? Can we have a mythical unicorn?
You can have a mythical unicorn.
See, I just think that's a bit cliche, isn't it? Everyone wants a unicorn at their wedding. So now they can get, like... I went to the wedding with the mythical alpaca, not the mythical unicorn. That's my claim.
I suppose
to,
that is original,
to mythical animal fame.
Yeah. I suppose, and also, if you're a Russian oligarch, you could basically make a mythical animal come to life, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could get anything. You could breed it. You could have your own island, like the island of Dr. Moreau, the H.G. Wells story.
Yeah.
And you could create animals for weddings.
Yeah.
And a funeral.
It's quite similar to when Russia won the last hosted and what the Winter Olympics, and they were like, yeah, we're going to do it in Sochi, and they were like, that's great, but there's no snow there, and they were like, that's fine, we'll create snow, we'll seed the clouds.
Yeah, but you say seed, I say dope. They doped the clouds.
They did,
and the rain was all drugged up like the Russian athletes, and it came down as snow.
But that's really efficiently as well.
The Russians do it.
Yeah.
What else have we got? I think we've covered that in depth.
You might have seen this yesterday, but I'm going to talk about it today because it was only on my way into work. I was like, actually, that's quite extraordinary. Jeremy Corbyn was on TV yesterday and admitted he didn't know who Ant and Dec were.
Yeah, we've been talking about this because we've been helping out and we can help you.
Yeah.
Because those who don't know who Ant and Dec are, we've been coming up with Ant and Dec facts.
Oh, okay.
To help it. Let me give you an example, if you don't mind. Because you're right, this happened yesterday. So Ant and Dec are, of course, people have been sending these in to us, by the way.
Oh, okay.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Ant, hashtag Ant and Dec facts. Ant and Dec are shortened versions of their full names, which, of course, are Antichrist and December. Came in as a fact.
Interesting.
In the next series of the Jungle programme, with the supply of kangaroos depleted, as one of the tasks, contestants will have to eat Ant and Dec's anuses. And we've
Seems
worked.
Fair.
We've found that Gloria Hunniford is willingly volunteering to be the first to eat the anus of Ant and Dec. We discovered that. Cornelius.
Yeah, Gary Andrews sent this in. He says the insects used on Ant and Dec's jungle thing are cultivated in Jeremy Corbyn's beard. Hashtag Ant and Dec facts.
Oh, wow.
I've got one here as well.
This is what I love about your show. All your listeners are so knowledgeable.
Yeah, they very much are.
Ant and Dec were first in the running to play Batman and Superman in the recent Batman versus Superman film. They had to pull out due to schedule clashes because they were due to be presenting the Optician of the Year awards.
That's much more important. Who's your favourite, Ant or Dec?
I don't know which is which. Which one's the one with the forehead?
They sort of both are, really.
Which one's the one that went blind on Biker Grove? Dec, apparently.
Is it?
Ant, apparently, according to Cass.
Cass speaking in your ear.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a pivotal moment of my childhood, because that's the moment I realised I don't really ever want to go paintballing.
Not that pivotal, because you can't remember which one was paintballed in the face.
I can't.
All right. But no, good guess. But
well,
Jeremy
Corbyn, I can remember which one it was. I just don't know what their name was.
So it was either PJ or Duncan.
Yeah.
It's a good job you're not running in the later leadership debate, isn't it? Because the question that could have been posed to you is, which one of Ant or Dec was blinded in Biker Grove? And you wouldn't know the answer to that popular culture question would look as foolish as Corbyn, Mark.
The thing is, I'd take a guess and I've got a 50% chance of getting it right.
Well, he could have hazarded a guess, couldn't he? Because there aren't many Geordie TV presenters.
No.
So he could have just said, he could have just had to think, if I changed two names, he would have been he would have been fine. Why didn't has this story moved on though? I mean, has he apologised? What has he said about it, Jeremy Corbyn?
I think any moment now we're expecting Ant and Dec to come out and say they've never heard of Jeremy Corbyn. So I think that means it's all kind of all's end that ends well, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't think not knowing who Ant and Dec are precludes him necessarily from being the leader of the country. I'm not that fussed that he doesn't know who they are, really.
No, really, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, if he'd sort of said, oh, what's Trident? Then I'd have been, he probably needs to know that.
Yeah.
You know, if he'd have said, you know, what's Hinkley Point again? I'd have thought, well, he, again, as a leader of an opposition party, he probably needs to be across across that. So I don't mind, but the anecdote thing, I'm not that fussed about.
It's not too big a deal.
What else is in the papers?
Right, so there's been this survey done of 1,000 parents asking them what is the right age for to let their kids do certain things. I don't have children, so I don't really care too much about this at this stage. But apparently, the right age to let a child have a TV in their room is 11. I think that's really young.
I wouldn't let them have a TV in their room at 11.
No. The right age for them to have a mobile phone is 12.
Absolutely not.
I think that's really young as well.
Yeah.
A lot of bad things can happen with a mobile phone. A bank account's 12. That seems about legit because...
they've got to learn about the fact that the banking industry will bring the earth to its knees, financially speaking. They have to learn that at an early age, that bankers are all gits.
This is the one that puzzles me. You're allowed to have your own laptop, apparently, at the age of 12, but you're not allowed to go on the internet unsupervised till the age of 14.
That's fair, too.
So what they meant to do with their laptop for 2 years, just use Paint.
Play solitaire.
Write Word document, right? A laptop's not just for the internet, is it?
No, I know, but...
you can use it for other things.
You've got a 12-year-old, you give it a laptop, presumably he's going to be like, right, I need a laptop for homework and other things. Most of that homework is, like, kids nowadays, they don't know what to do at a library. You took them there, they're just like, what is this? They do all their research online. They could have these laptops and not really know what to do with
them. They just sext each other, don't they, on the Snapchats?
Yeah.
Don't they? That's what they do. Isn't it, Cornelius? You're 13 now, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you've been doing that, haven't you? Sending the nude Snapchats.
Well, according to this survey, you shouldn't be allowed a Snapchat account until you're 15 anyway.
So?
I don't actually have Snapchat, so that's correct.
Which one have you got?
I got Twitter. I use Facebook Messenger to contact my personals.
And show your personals? And one of those pictures that you send to people?
Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
No. I mean, what sort of sick person would? Is the paper review over now?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, Lenny, for this opportunity. And goodbye, everyone.
You're welcome. That's Mark with the Diversity Paper Review. Ant and Dec Facts. By the way, the big debate coming up next. Ant and Dec Fact just come in. The film Ant-Man is based on the life of the TV presenter Ant McPartlin. The film Deadpool is based on the life of the TV presenter Michael Barrymore. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only $168 a month and $504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just $168 a month over 47 months with $504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
Eye contact. On the morning commute. With a total stranger. No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends August 18th. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, obesity action plan is slammed. A TV presenter's in a coma in Rio. And severed feet are discovered in Bath.
Talk Radio.
Jamie Oliver says he's shocked at the government's plan on how to deal with childhood obesity in England. The celebrity chef says a lot is missing from the strategy, including action on irresponsible advertising and restrictions on junk food promotions. It does include getting children to play more sport and a sugar tax, but Malcolm Clark from the Children's Food Campaigns told Talk Radio it's disappointing.
It's a year delayed and children and taxpayers should be feeling very let down because it's only 13 pages long. It's full of mainly recycled commitments and those voluntary initiatives that have been proven over the last 5 years to not work.
The family of TV presenter Charlie Webster have flown to Rio to be at her hospital bedside after doctors put her in an induced coma. The 33-year-old Team GB ambassador is on life support. It's thought she contracted a rare strain of malaria during a 3,000-mile charity cycle from London to Brazil. A report has found there's still significant racial inequality in Britain, affecting areas like education, employment, housing and criminal justice. It's found jobless figures are twice as high for ethnic minorities, and black people with degrees earn almost a quarter less than white people. Claudia Webb is a former race advisor.
Given the length of time in which black communities, black minority ethnic communities have been here in the UK, up and down the country, one would have thought that by now there would be equality in the workplace at all levels.
A record number of students have managed to get into university this year, despite the number of pupils receiving top A-level grades falling slightly. 424,000 will be going on to higher education, which is a 3% more than last year. But Sharon Walpole from the website Not Going to Uni doesn't think that's great news.
There's been a massive push to get everybody into university, which was fine when it was free, but now you have to think quite carefully about whether or not that's a viable option. You can take different routes that get the work experience and get the job done without having that kind of debt.
Southern Rail has apologised after the ceiling of a train carriage collapsed onto commuters during rush hour. No one was injured when it happened between Purley Oaks and South Croydon in London at around 8:30 this morning. Train search dogs are being used to try and solve the mystery of three human feet discovered in Bath. They were found within a few hundred yards of each other in the Weston Park area between February and July. It's thought the severed limbs aren't connected to a crime and could have come from an old private collection. And Uber is going to trial letting people hail self-driving cars. It'll take place in Pennsylvania, and at first the vehicles will have a driver on board who can take control if necessary, as well as an observer.
Right. What was that story about the feet in the...
Three severed feet have been discovered over a few months in an area of Bath.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Read it again. The end bit of that?
The last bit. Yeah. It's thought the severed limbs aren't connected to a crime.
Or anything else.
And, that's true. Yeah, they're not connected. They're severed. Yep. Can do the weather now.
Yes.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudier than recently, but still warm with some sunny spells. Highs of 25 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the sport today, live from Sir Philip Green's argument with a Sky News reporter on a Greek island yesterday.
Hi, Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Team GB have their 51st medal at the Rio Olympics. Liam Heath and John Schofield have taken silver in the men's kayak double 200 metres. They finished behind Spain, who won gold. Getting underway shortly, London 2012 champion Alistair Brownlee and his bronze-winning brother Johnny both compete for Great Britain in the triathlon. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino is confident his side can manage without skipper Hugo Lloris. The French gold keeper's out for around 4 weeks after hurting his hamstring in the Premier League opener against Everton. Michel Vorm will deputise, and Pochettino says he can think of worse replacements.
It's difficult, no? When your captain is not on the pitch, always will be difficult, but we trust in Michel, and I think that he's doing well during the season.
Finally, Rugby League's former man of steel, Pat Richards, has announced an early retirement due to injury. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Why won't you talk to
will
people?
Will you go away?
Philip Green.
I will go away. You can squirt with me water.
Go away.
Why won't you just answer a couple of
go
questions?
Away.
Arguing.
Have you got a message
which
for
bit are you not understanding?
Hang on.
With a Sky News reporter on a Greek island yesterday. That's Ben with the sport, live from that argument. It's the big debate next, and... Well, it's just gone 3 o'clock, and Chloe's now going to press this button.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mark Radcliffe is one of the UK's most northern broadcasters, and he can often be heard on both Radio 4, Radio 2 and elsewhere, including sometimes a television. Now, for the first time, a CD of the bits where he endearingly stumbles over his words and stutters a bit.
I mean, you'd have to say that I'm a lot better for you. I mean, and you know.
All the bits of Mark Radcliffe's speech that aren't quite speech, more noise, really, to collect on CD.
The name, then.
Including friendly banter with Stuart McConey.
Radcliffe McConey. I'm a lot better for you, because that's your total.
Reading out an email.
Cordial felicitations.
And introducing The Who.
The Who.
Mark Radcliffe, The Noises. At last, all the endearing stammering on one exclusive CD.
Good afternoon, listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and today thousands of students woke up all over Britain to find their A-level results emails on a doormat. Park that thought. Also today, thousands of octopuses woke up all over the world, or at least in the parts that octopussy pies live in, to find that their defence mechanisms were in place in the event of an attack by a predator. Park that thought. Also today, one of my daughters woke up and asked to watch that animated Disney film, Monsters. And what unites these three seemingly disparate scenarios? That's right, ink. Ink does. It's printed on exam result slips. It's the word, except spelt differently after the word monsters in the title of the animated Disney film. And it's what an octopi squirts out of its beak. It's ink. But the question is, do we, in an age when we've got pencils and voices to communicate with, still need ink? Well, Derek doesn't think so. He's livid about it. He's on the telephone now. Good afternoon, Derek.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, you've heard me saying the word ink, and yep, it's got your hackles up. You don't like ink. Why?
Well, it's used by degenerates to adorn their bodies with the most vile examples of iconography one could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And it's also the delivery method for some of the worst atrocities perpetrated against man. The Anarchist Cookbook, Katie Bryce's seventh autobiography, and, of course, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yeah.
It's corrupting young minds.
Yes, that latter book available in paperback from the 25th of this month. A poignant comic masterclass in writing, the Press Association, written by John Holmes. Peter's on the other line, thinks that Derek's an idiot, don't you, Peter? Hello, Peter online. Peter on the other line. Hi, Peter.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, we've got with that. You're there now. Yes, thank you very much. Peter, yes, you think Derek's an idiot?
No, I didn't say that. No, not at all. No. What could be nicer? What could be nicer than putting pen to paper, writing a love letter or a friendly letter or a postcard? No, in a world of computers and digital media, what could be nicer, as I said, of doing some nice squirrely writing and writing to a friend or a lover on a piece of paper?
Derek, I'm going to put that question to you because that's the one that's been posed. What could be nicer than that?
Well, using pencil could be, or just speaking to them. But let me put this to you, whatever your name
is. Peter.
Ken Clark has two giant ears inked on his inner thighs, such that when paired with his offending article, it forms an elephant. And the problem there is that other men cannot keep up. And people like John, for example, when they try, end up looking like a shrew at best. I just think it's unfair.
Well, I've heard about this, and I don't know. It's a little bit of fun, isn't it? A bit of frivolity. Margaret Beckett had the two butterfly wings on both her anal cheeks, and formulating when she bent it. I mean, I don't know. I've not seen that. It's just a bit of fun. It's a bit of frivolity. What on earth could be wrong with that?
Is ink perhaps one of the most frivolous commodities, Derek? I mean, it's up there with...
It's dearer than champagne per glass.
Yeah, well, I know. And if anyone who's ever tried to put any in a printer that's run out of it will tell you that. Which is why we now have these new champagne printers, of course, that now print in champagne. I mean, you know, we're all aware of those in the news.
It's also toxic. I remember in 1997 we elected ink as an MP and it was thrown out of Parliament because it created such an unpleasant work environment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's right, Peter. I mean, I see your point about the letters, but that's very old-fashioned. And Derek's right.
Derek, look, with all due respect, look, we'd be losing so much. I mean, just think how ink has impacted our life. I'm just completely rhyming. A pen and ink, a stink. That's the only one I can think of in colloquial terms. But, I hear what you say about people inking themselves. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't look very nice. But you only have to think of Ken Livingstone's badger, where he's got that, where he's had that inked. It's just a little bit of fun, isn't it? It's a very little bit of fun.
It's a tiny bit of fun. I mean, the reason, let me just be clear, for those people listening who are now going, no, that's not it at all. The reason that Ken Livingstone had a badger inked on his...
On his thing.
The Nazi symbol.
Thing. The reason he had a badger inked is because his thing does pass on tuberculosis. And that's why he had that done, isn't it? It wasn't anything to do with it being a cute creature.
He had a rather unfortunate black stripe that went down the centre of it. Yes. He wanted to make a feature of it. And that's fine. And that's up to him very much so.
Yeah. Well, let me speaking of animals, I mean, this is interesting now because I mentioned the animal an octopi in the opener there. And an octopi uses ink as a defence, of course. But Derek, if you're taking ink away, what is an octopi supposed to defend itself with?
I suppose it could develop some kind of skills of oration. But I think the problem we haven't touched on with squid there is that it's the only source of ink we have. There's no way we can get it other than to farm it from squid, who are held captive and forced to perform the sexual act until they give up the goods.
Yeah.
And we only get a tiny bit of them, and they're only given 4 hours rest. And it puts a terrible strain on Rebecca Luce, who's the only person qualified to handle them.
Yeah, well, that's true. She's very busy. Peter...
That's not the only way. We had a free-range octopi in our back garden. And every morning I would coax a little bit of ink out of it. You know, I'd maybe go up there with my dressing gown on, tease it a little bit. Eke a little bit of ink out onto my nib, and then use that to write a lovely swirly letter to a loved one.
Well, this man's an obvious gudgeon, and I've no doubt he's an agent of big ink. Is it a coincidence that every criminal has a tattoo? No, it's the opiate of the degenerate class, and Mr. Worldly Wiseman over here is playing the Pied Piper, piping our children down the road to moral degradation with his tattoos and bawdy art. And well, I, for one, don't want you piping my children.
Right, I'm going to stick a pipe of ink up your bottom if you don't watch out. Right up it.
Well...
Pick a load of ink in your face.
Would it be...
And get my octopus and I'm going to tickle it till it splurges a load of ink all over you.
How much ink do you get out of an octopus in one...
Very little.
...milking?
Very little. If I go a little bit coquettish and tickle it under its thing, then yes, enough to write 2-3 volumes of a book. But very often I don't look my best in the morning.
Yeah.
Take a little thimble through, might just get enough to write a bit to the milkman, a little note, but,
Is it the answer, though, this? Is it the answer? Obviously it's very easy now to... It wasn't at one time, but now anyone can go down Pets at Home and buy an octopi.
Mm.
And is that perhaps the way forward, that we should be using octopi ink in our printers, in our photocopiers, in our tattoos?
No.
I think so, yes.
Well, you're wrong.
You're a silly idiot.
Well, that's your opinion. Yes. I am the way God made me.
In Sweden, wow. They're doing trials in Sweden at the moment of this, where they're encouraging people, and this is quite interesting. I'd like to get your opinion, both of your opinions on this. Quite interesting. They're encouraging people to drink ink. And what happens then is, of course, they wait till people want to urinate, and they urinate, but obviously it contains traces of ink. People are being encouraged to urinate their inky urine into their own printers in order to use that, because it's cheaper than printer ink. Well, what do you make of that,
well,
Peter?
I tried something similar. I read up about this in Ink Monthly, and I tried to write one of my swirly letters with that very method.
Yeah.
Put a load of paper down on the floor, drunk a ton of this ink, tried to write My Dear Darling. I got to the M, it sploshed all over the place. Mm. In terms of a romantic letter, it was awful. Yeah. It all sunk into the carpet and everything. Now I've got a massive M all over the floor in squid ink.
Did it stink?
Yeah, it stink, the ink.
Yeah.
Stinky ink, I call it. Stinky ink! Useless method.
Derek, same question to you.
Stinky.
What was the question again? I kind of tuned out.
Do you like stinky ink on your carpet?
No, I'm a carbon man.
Would you urinate, Derek, it's a simple question. Would you urinate into a printer?
No. Not having ingested a large amount of ink, I wouldn't. Perhaps if it was some kind of carbon-based liquid.
Ink. Inky, stinky, inky, ink, ink, ink. Oh, I think I've drank too much ink.
Let me just run these...
ink poisoning.
...type of ink past you very quickly to finish here. These are types of ink. I want a simple yes or no answer. We'll start with you, Peter, then we go to Derek. Types of ink. Black.
Yes.
No.
Blue.
Yes.
Never.
Ink. Pink.
Pink ink.
Pink ink.
Stinky pink ink.
Stinky pink.
Stinky pink, yes.
Outrageous.
The weakest l...
No, that's not an ink.
Well, after she had her face pulled back, yes, but not before then.
Water, water everywhere, but not a drop to dr...
No, you're playing silly beggars now.
No, from me as well, because it's full of squid.
Mm. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Stinky.
Stink, yes. Stink, stinky, yes.
Yeah, no, that's a no from me.
No.
He sounds like he stinks.
You stink. You do.
And there, we must leave the debate. I'd like you to sum up the debate for us in one word, gentlemen. Peter first.
Well, Derek's a stinky pink ink. Well, I think.
Think. Derek?
Octopussy.
Thank you. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we still need ink in an age when we do have pencils and voices, then let us know. You can do it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's coming up at 20 past three. There'll soon be a game of Paul Rossmaster where someone will be tested, their knowledge and their patience tested, as to full set... Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our Civic 1.4 Sport, from its rear parking camera with multi-angle view to its dusk-sensing lights that turn on as daylight fades. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance. Which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but
you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Sit back, take a deep breath, and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years. With a fixed-rate mortgage from your local post office, Apply today in branch, online or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
And there's delays on the westbound M4 in South Wales. An accident blocking one lane just before junction 32, the Coryton interchange at Cardiff. On the northbound M5 in Worcestershire, traffic's queuing through the roadworks between Fife at Droitwich and the M42 interchange. That's because of a broken down vehicle. And there's still one lane closed on the southbound M42 just before junction 6 at Birmingham Airport, where there's some emergency repairs. On the M6 through Lancashire, traffic's queuing to get by an accident near junction 33 Gull Gate. I'm Dave Stanford.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's very complicated. I don't know whether you've spotted that.
Spotted.
The news is quite complicated. We know it is. Don't worry, you're not alone in thinking it too. I know, Cornelius, you find it.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's fine because we're here to help. On Talk Radio in the afternoons on a weekday, if you're a regular listener, you will know this. We help you. Guide you, lead you, no less, through the news. And we do that by breaking it down into its component parts and really getting to the heart of the matter, which, of course, when you do that with the news, what you end up with, what's just left smeared on the floor, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. The news in haikus.
Olympic sailing post, pwned after wind doesn't blow, unlike your mother.
The news.
Stop it.
Okay. At this time, what we like to do here on this programme is leaf through the front pages of the newspapers. The front pages, not the insides, it's just a look through the front pages of the papers. But not just the papers, everybody does that. We look through the front pages of all publications. What? Because we don't like to see anything left out. And we do it in the tradition of programmes like this, or at least when the television does it, by doing it relaxed and comfortably from the sofa. We've got a sofa here in the studio. It's a sofa, and it's a sort of black, cheap, leatherette one.
Very cheap. The cushions don't even come off it.
No, that's one of those sofas where it's sewed together. It's a very cheap thing. Anyway, I realise if there was a television now, what we could do is have what they call a cutaway, and to cover myself and Cornelius awkwardly moving to the sofa to go through the papers, but we don't have that facility, so you're just going to have to bear with us while we move awkwardly to the sofa.
Oh dear.
Just picking up my sofa microphone.
Yes, good, lovely.
This sofa is actually very, very uncomfortable.
It's all right. Yeah, you couldn't sleep on it. The arms are too hard.
Yeah. Right, let's look through the we've got the papers and the and the publications no one else bothers with here. Let's start with the Financial Times is going with fall in jobless claims confounds forecast of Coles after Brexit vote. So that's of course the story that the unemployment rate's steady at an 11-year low. That's what they've got. What have you got?
The Daily Express has gone for 2.2 million EU migrants work in Britain.
Yeah. Florida Sport Fishing Magazine has fantasy fishing on page 72. Something called Walk the Dog, which is odd advice for anyone into Florida sport fishing. Perhaps that's just incorporates Dog Lovers Monthly as well or something. And Sea Bass, uncover the secrets of a little-known favourite. That's Florida Sport Fishing Magazine.
Mm-hmm. This is from The Eye. Laura Trott and Jason Kenney enjoy golden shower.
Okay, very good. Model Railroader, it has 7 tips for building better bridges. And you can visit the layout of a steel mill. So that's great. What else have you got?
Let's have a look. The BBC News leading with the breaking story that Southern Rail ceilings are now starting to go on strike.
Yeah, due to the their fall in popularity. Bikini to Burkini, that's the summer beachwear row that's got heated. That's in The Eye. A lash, that's in My Eye. Can't get it out. Got in there this morning. Vegan Life magazine is here's all the things in there. Voiceless 365, the man who didn't talk for a year. It's a genuine headline. From the front line of disaster, that's saving animals in Ecuador. Vegan Life, simple summer smoothies. It says get slurping. 10 delicious summer barbecue recipes, vegan ones, of course. And type 2 diabetes, can a plant diet? Can a plant-based diet help? That's £4.25, issue 17 of Vegan Life. Problem is, there's a lot in that. It's quite a heavy magazine, so a vegan wouldn't actually be able to pick that up.
Yes, that's true. On the Metro front page, Trump overhauls Whig amid flagging polls, and California's on fire, evacuees are terrified. California's on fire. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I think that's the sirens of the fire engines there.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Practical Fishkeeping Magazine, 10 ways to improve your pond, and create an underwater tree for your aquascape, and 6 blue fish you will be able to keep. It's a Practical Fishkeeping Magazine. Coming to the end now, thank Christ. Go on.
Yeah, that's Unthank Christ Magazine. Why we should all thank Christ today. And bread and fish. What can we do with it? Recipes there. Just serves 5,000.
Thank you. And this, finally, this is a magazine called Period Ideas. Oh, it's not what I thought it was. It's about furniture. So that's a review of the magazines and publications that ordinarily don't get covered on this radio station. It's the sofa front cover review. Now it's awkward because we're still at the sofa and we've got to get back round the other side of the desk because you have to review the papers on it. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Pauline Cavaky, the British nurse who contracted Ebola, is facing disciplinary action. It's claimed she concealed her temperature from medical staff when she returned to the UK from Sierra Leone. Health campaigners have accused the government of an unforgivable missed opportunity to cut down on childhood obesity. The government strategy doesn't curb junk food advertising and relies on voluntary agreements with the industry to reduce sugar content. That's something Anne-Marie O'Leary from NetMums has told Talk Radio she hopes will help.
When it comes to the hidden sugars in food, you know, we all grab a yogurt that we think is nice and healthy out of the fridge. Half of us don't realise that they're half the time packed with sugar as well. There are lots of things that masquerade as healthy foods that really, really aren't. And I think that's where industry has a role to play. And in terms of labelling, at least, if not then cutting the amount of sugar that is in their food.
A study says black and ethnic minority people still face entrenched racial inequality in many aspects of life in Britain. The review examined areas such as education, employment, housing and criminal justice. TV sports presenter Charlie Webster is in an induced coma in Rio after developing a severe complication from an infection. It's thought she contracted a rare form of malaria during a 3,000-mile charity cycle from London. The gap between the best-performing girls and boys at A-level has narrowed for the first time in 5 years. The proportion of A and A star grades awarded to students this year has also dropped marginally. And Liam Heath and John Schofield have increased Team GB's medal haul in Rio. They took silver in the men's kayak double 200 metres final behind Spain. Hopes are high of more success this afternoon for the Brownlee brothers in the triathlon. The weather dry for most tonight, potentially heavy rain though in Northern Ireland, Wales and the southwest. Lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be rather wet for most places, but Northern Scotland will stay bright, feeling cooler with highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. There will be a game of Paul Rossmaster, and I know how much you look forward to that.
I love it.
Yeah. Coming up in around 10 minutes' time, a mystery contestant will be tested as to their knowledge of Full Set Talk Radio Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And next, a man from Talk Sport reviews the showbiz, despite having no knowledge of or interest in showbiz. All here on Talk Radio.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Enjoy the anarchic nightly on-air battle for family supremacy as broadcast protocol gets lobbed through the studio window.
I'm Johnny Gould. Join me tonight from 7 only on Talk Radio. But it's not just me, it's Ash.
Raw man.
Engage yourself in radio folklore, phone calls and fun.
I'm Ash and he's Johnny, and together we are the Brothers Gould.
Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. So ahead of Ben and his showbiz review today. It's Ben doing it. Reese is our normal showbiz viewer. Well, I say normal, I mean Reese, but he's away. So it's Ben stepping in. But luckily he knows nothing about or has no interest in showbiz either. So it's fine. Now, there's the small matter of helping Jeremy Corbyn, which we've been trying to do all afternoon. Jeremy Corbyn, if you're aware of this, he failed to recognise both Ant and or Dec from a picture of them last night on the leadership debate, or yesterday on the leadership debate, where he was asked, who are these two men? And he just didn't recognise them at all. So we've been helping him out with Ant and Dec facts, or rather you have, by sending them in to us here in the studio. Let's quick recap of the ones we had there in the next series of the Jungle programme, of course, with the supply of the kangaroos depleted. One of the tasks, one of the bush dugger trials, contestants will have to eat Ant and Dec's anuses. We've been on to the producers of that programme. They tell us that Gloria Honeyford will be the first to eat one of Ant and Dec's ani. She's got a choice, of which, I mean, I think Honeyford would go for Dec first. But I don't know which one that is. Ant and Dec are shortened versions of their full names, which are, of course, Antichrist and December. That came in. Thank you very much for that. Keep them coming. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, this is from Thomas, who says, in 1994, Ant and Dec handed themselves into Newcastle Main Police Station, admitting the charge of vandalising a microphone. Apparently it later transpired, though, that they were just joking.
Ant and Dec are actually brothers. We think we knew this anyway. Siamese brothers. They were born conjoined at Ant's head and Dec's stomach, which explains Ant's large forehead. That's the medical. That's what happened there. They obviously were separated then. Jeremy Corbyn fact here related to the Ant and Dec story. Of course, Jeremy Corbyn may well not know Ant and or Dec, but also doesn't know his arse from his elbow, we've learned there. And another Ant and Dec fact that's come in here. Ant and Dec do everything together, including holidaying, shopping and pooing. The latter is because they share a bowel.
Yeah.
All right, then it's time for our weekly showbiz roundup. It always comes courtesy of someone from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's ordinarily Reese, he's away, so his stand-in, who has no knowledge or interest in it as well, is Sports Ben. Hello, Ben.
Fair enough.
Good.
Reese Lock might say.
Yeah, fair enough. He would
fair
say.
Enough.
Fair enough. Whatever. So, you've been looking at the showbiz for us.
I've been keeping a close eye on it because obviously it's a big thing, showbiz news, something I care very deeply about.
Yeah.
Pop star Justin Bieber has disappeared from Instagram after an online war of words with his former girlfriend Selena Gomez. The Canadian singer has 77.8 million followers, all very intelligent people, no doubt, of his accounts on the photo and video sharing site, but it has now seemingly been deleted or suspended. Instagram users are instead met by the message, "Sorry, this page isn't available." The 22-year-old threatened to make his Instagram private following comments to some of his posts, which sparked a row with Gomez, 24. Bieber had shared a series of images of himself with his apparent girlfriend Sophie Richie, 17, who's the daughter of singer Lionel Richie.
Now, out of all of those things, I have heard of Lionel Richie,
yep.
And I am aware of Justin Bieber. The other two ones, I don't know what that is.
Absolutely.
Gomez 24, is that like News 24?
Yeah. It's like it's like one of those Sky Atlantic programmes, isn't it, that you hear so much about?
Yeah.
Gomez 24. I've heard of Lionel Richie. How can you put Lionel Richie and Justin Bieber in the same... Anyway, I don't know. I'm old school.
Yeah. Well, I don't... I wonder, as usual, why that's any form of news.
I know.
But that breaks down. Bieber has a girlfriend. He put a picture of it. Gomez didn't like the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or something, and there was a comment.
Got some comments, and...
What is Selena Gomez? Do you know what Selena Gomez is?
Actress, isn't she?
I thought she was a singer, but I feel like she might be one turned the other.
Oh, right. One of those, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They went out for a bit.
Right. Bieber used to go out with a monkey. No. He left a monkey at an airport. Is that right?
Something like that. And they wouldn't let the monkey in the country, and it became a huge animal rights issue.
Donald Trump said something like, monkeys are violent creatures, and he wouldn't let them in America.
Yeah, something
so
like
Justin
that.
Bieber left it in an airport or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It all kind of blurs, you know.
It does. Trump wants to build a wall around a monkey. I don't know.
The monkey enclosure, maybe that's where the phrase comes from.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's funny. Anyway, what else have you got? Fascinating though that was.
Well, Kanye West... Well, it's a question, actually. Did Kanye West write a hidden Harry Potter message in his Twitter ramblings? The question of the day, if there is such a feature. In recent weeks, fans have been wondering if Kanye West has lost a few marbles after reading his bizarre Twitter ramblings. The rapper and fashion designer who blew us away with his album, Listening Party, and Yeezy Season 3 show in Madison Square Garden, they're just words, has confused us all with his very random tweet. Not only did he tell his 19 million followers he thought Bill Cosby was innocent, he's revealed he's $53 million in debt and begged Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg for money. We couldn't really make head nor tail of it, but it was rather entertaining. I'll take the word for that.
Yeah, fine. Where does that come from? That bit of excellent show.
I can't reveal my sources, but a very good, strong source of journalism, one would imagine.
The internet, then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's analyse this for no real time at all. Kanye West did some tweets, the end.
Yeah, and I don't like this. He blew us away with his album. When did that happen?
That's sounds to me like he's an advocate of what they have in America now, which is that, you know, album control. Because the amount of people that are killed with albums.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
You know, you can literally, and I've been to America, and this is shocking, you can literally walk into a record shop and buy an album
that's
over the counter.
Terrible.
Without
really?
Any background check. You can buy a Kanye West album without anyone checking your mental background.
We're told that America's a forward-thinking country, but having heard that, I don't think I can ever go.
It's absolutely outrageous in the 21st century where you can just do that without checking his background. You know, and these terrible atrocities happen all the time. You know, there was that club in Orlando, wasn't there, that played some Kanye West songs. You know, and that's an awful thing and shocking thing to do. It's absolutely terrible.
Outrageous.
There's no control over it.
No, none whatsoever.
Just these Kanye West songs. You know, you get kids going to high schools, don't they? Just liking Kanye West.
Really?
Just, you know, and look what scenes that leads to. It's awful.
It's dreadful. So, a lot to learn from us.
I think you're right. What else have you got?
All sorts of things going on. A masseuse, staying with Kanye West, the masseuse who lists Kanye West, Oasis and Gwen Stefani as clients, claims to bite clients' bums. Bitten the bums of an impressive roster of stars, including Kanye West, the late David Bowie, Rihanna, Keith Richards, Gwen Stefani, Eminem and Oasis, who were, I quote, massage virgins. Dr. Dot...
I've got a book like that.
Yeah. Has traded her services to see over 3,000 concerts for free. Giving free massages helped build her reputation. She now charges around $150, that's £100, for a massage session with no extra fee for biting.
She'll bite, I mean...
Well, I'll tell you where she bites them. She bites their backs and buttocks before rubbing oil on their skin and moving on to a more traditional massage. She now has an army of employees, 1,000 dot bots, trained in bite massage, who deploy their services all around the world.
I think I'd quite like... I mean, I'd quite like to have a bottom biting massage. I'd like to try that out, I think. I mean, I can't see, you know...
You just hope they've not got... two sharp teeth, or is that maybe part of it?
Well, maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm no expert. You know, I wasn't on that list. Paid a lot of money to be taken off it.
But. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I suppose if you are in the world of massage, then it gets a bit samey.
Yeah, and you've got to be different.
So you've got to experiment, and if yours is indeed biting the arses of your clients, then fair enough.
One lady in Chobham in this country uses barbed wire. You know, you've got to keep ahead of the game.
You've got to keep, very much so, yeah, yeah. All right, thanks. That's a showbiz roundup there with a man, Ben, from TalkSport, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Thank you very much, Ben.
Fair enough.
Good. Right, after the break, we will bring you this week's edition of Nobody's Favourite Quiz, Paul Rossmaster. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends August 18th. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Hello, I'm David Brent.
This summer, the boss is back.
Do you miss me?
And hitting the big screen.
I am following my dream as the lead singer in the band Foregone Conclusion.
We are going to get a little bit funky, probably too funky.
Ricky Gervais is David Brent, live on the road, in Cinemas Friday, Certificate 15.
Correct, I'm under.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, official Team GB partner.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
And there's delays on the westbound M4 in South Wales. An accident blocking one lane just before junction 32, the Coverton interchange at Cardiff. On the northbound M5 in Worcestershire, traffic's queuing through the roadworks between Fife at Droitwich and the M42 interchange. That's because of a broken down vehicle. And there's still one lane closed on the southbound M42 just before junction 6 at Birmingham Airport, where there's some emergency repairs. On the M6 through Lancashire, traffic's queuing to get by an accident near junction 33 Gullgate. I'm Dave Stanford.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, ahead of today's edition of Nobody's Favourite Quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Well, I don't know if you've seen any of the news, Cornelius. We've been...
Have I seen any news?
Have you seen any...
I got my news this morning, my news results.
Oh, how did you do?
I got in.
You got in.
I got into the news.
Well done.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I got an A in bulletins.
Yes.
A B in headlines.
Yes.
And an A in breaking.
Well done.
Thanks.
Good. So you don't find it complicated?
No, I do. I still couldn't get my head around it. It was a bit of a fluke.
Well, allow us to help, because this is the programme that explains the news, as you'd expect it to, through the medium of Japanese poetry. If you break the news down into its component parts, of course, that's what you find right at the bottom of the news if you peel all the layers away. So in five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables, we present the news in haikus.
A-level results. I got ADD, which means I can't concentrate.
News in haiku.
Don't do that.
Let's play Paul Rossmaster. And playing today, we welcome into the studio the man who has been presenting Drive all week in place of Sam Delaney, the excellent James Max. Good afternoon, James Max.
Very good afternoon to you.
Good. So, before we play the quiz, of course. Now, we've chatted every day this week, but
we have.
About what's coming up on your programme.
Usually, yes.
Because that's the rules. But, you know, a little bit more about you, why not? You know,
go on.
This is
anything you'd like to know.
All right. Well, we all know you. Was it the first series of The Apprentice?
It was the first series of The Apprentice.
Yeah, which seems like a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
How long ago was that?
So, I was just musing today that it was 12 years ago, almost to the day that we started filming that first series in 2004.
Who was in your year?
So, Tim Campbell won it.
Right.
And now MBE. And Sara Khan, she of having taken place in taken part in the Big Brother, was also in it too.
Yes, okay. Yeah. And forgive me, how long did you last?
I lasted till the end. So I came third, although it was edited fourth. It was pre-Queengate.
They changed
the order of firing. Lord Sugar never even said, "You're fired," to me.
That's very disappointing.
And then they edited it in. So he did.
What you see on
telly is what happens.
Yeah. It's wrong, isn't it? It's wrong,
whatever. But it was really good fun. Thoroughly enjoyed it. But that was a long time ago.
I did it wasn't your series, so maybe the series afterwards, but they did a spin-off podcast.
Oh, yes.
Which Richard Bacon presented, but very much like you standing in for Sam Delaney. When Richard Bacon wasn't there, I did it.
Yeah.
And I think that was series two, I can't remember. But either way, I remember being introduced to Alan Sugar.
Yeah.
Who was the rudest, most unpleasant man I've ever met. Which I was pleased about, because I'd expect him to be like that.
He's always been quite nice to me.
Well, I don't know what that tells us.
Who only knows? But he's got a front, of course.
Yeah.
Because he's got this book out that he's been sending a lot of tweets and Twitter things about 10 years having fronted the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, I guess when he first started, he was kind of the hate figure from Spurs, that he'd been the man that owned it, run it. He wasn't a sort of popular public cult figure. And then he's managed to completely turn it around as a result of creating this programme, being the front man for it. And he's now, dare I say it, a national treasure.
Well, I don't know. He invented the Amstrad emailing telephone and nobody liked that.
No, but that doesn't matter.
What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
Quite good.
Well, this could help then.
It could do. It depends how related to fact it is. I was playing only at the weekend a game of Tiddlywinks, which is in the form of desktop croquet. that Mr. Paul Ross gave to me as a birthday present because it was made in Frinton-on-Sea. And that is where the beach hut in which it was played was at. So this was a very, very good present from Mr. Paul Ross.
Right.
So I know him that well.
Let's see if you can do your knowledge justice today's edition of Paul Ross Master. Now, there are three questions.
Okay.
Mostly A, B and C answers. All you have to do is give me an A, B and a C.
Okay.
It is that simple.
Right. What do I get if I win?
Well, this is what you're playing for. You are playing.
Do I get to present drive?
Well, you get to do that. Yes. Anyway, because I mean, you're contractually obliged to do that.
It's only verbal. I mean, you know, the bosses could come streaming in and say, no, you lost. And Mr. Holmes, you could be doing that drive time show, a double shift.
I literally want to get out of here, so that's not going to happen.
Okay, I was just trying to add some jeopardy.
I'll tell you what you're playing for, because it's what everyone plays for, is some points.
Some points.
You are trying to get at the top of the leaderboard.
Okay.
And everyone else who's ever played is at the top of the leaderboard.
Right.
You are trying to join them, and you're looking for some points.
Okay.
So here we go with today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Question number one. Current film based on a comic book that's on current release movie news now, and a current film movie that's based on a comic book and on current release, is, of course, the film Suicide Ross. It tells the story of a US intelligence officer who assembles a team of dangerous incarcerated radio presenters for a top secret mission. There's Paul Ross, the full set breakfast assassin. Grimshaw, who poisons the airwaves. Coley, who is a photography expert. And Hartley Brewer, a megalomaniac who is in jail for making her producers cry. And there's some DJs from 1970s Radio 1, but I'm prevented from naming them for legal reasons. Together, this disparate bunch of evildoers must battle an evil entity and try to save the world. But Suicide Ross isn't the only radio-based movie to be based on a comic book. Name the other one. Is it A, Teenage Mutant Ninjulia Hartley Brewer? Is it B, Johnny Gould and Ant-Man? Or is it C, V for Virgin Radio's Edith Bowman? In a future British tyranny, Edith Bowman plots to overthrow it in a sinister mask, all the while kickstarting your day with classic tracks and great new music. Which of those do you think it is?
Can you just read me A again?
Teenage Mutant Ninjulia Hartley Brewer.
Oh, it's that one.
It is, you're right. Very
Thanks.
Good.
Good.
Question number two. History news, and it was nowhere near this day at all in 1820. Off the coast of Massachusetts in the USA, that an 80-ton sperm DJ attacked a whaling ship out of Nantucket.
Good Lord.
An incident that in part inspired Herman Melville's famous novel, Paul Ross Dick. The book tells the story of the battle between the ship's captain and talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, an enormous, ferocious, sea-going former host of quiz show A Slice of the Action on the Carlton Food Network. Paul Ross becomes hunted, with the ship's captain vowing to pursue him till the end of his days. Or until after the news, whichever is sooner. But Paul Ross Dick isn't the only radio-based novel of the water. Name the other one. Is it A, Robert Louis Stevenson's classic swashbuckling adventure, Trevor Island? Radio 2 soul show presenter Trevor Nelson buries his soul in Radio 2 travel presenter Sally Traffic's sunken chest. Is it B, Arthur Ransom's boy's own adventure, Swallows and Hawksby and Jacobs? Or is it C, Vanessa Feltz's Hornblower?
Oh, well, I know the answer to this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's C.
Is the right answer.
Yeah.
Straight in there. Final question. It's a music question.
Right.
Have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, Maria McKee with Show Me Heaven, the theme song to the poorly received Tom Cruise follow-up to Top Gun film Days of Thunder. Here's your unrelated question.
Right.
This week, it was reported that scientists have used the latest imaging techniques to look inside a snake to see what happens when it swallows a rat whole. The same experiment was then carried out on talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, who was force-fed a rodent through his beak. It's all part of a project using high-tech scanning methods to explore the broadcaster's internal anatomy, something which has never been done before, at least not since that dogging incident on a Maidenhead roundabout. The study was presented at the Society for Experimental Biology's annual meeting in Prague. Here's your question. Name five famous rats.
Five favourite famous rats?
Yes.
Roland.
Good.
Blimey. Famous rats. Ratty.
Yes, good.
Yes,
good. So very good. Wind in the Willows, yes.
Wind in the Willows.
Put a timer on your friend.
Reginald.
Yes. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's easy when you're listening at home, isn't it? But it's hard on the radio.
Oh, because the hamster.
Yeah.
That was
Richard Gere. You can't have that.
That was Richard Gere. Can't have that. There must be a rat called Richard.
Let me
Richard the Rat.
Here's what I've written on the card.
Please do. Yes.
Five famous rats.
Yes.
Boomtown.
Oh, Boomtown rats. Yes.
24 karat gold. You could have had.
Oh, right. Yes.
Paula. Ratcliffe.
Ratcliffe, yes.
The pooing by the side of the road runner.
Technically.
Well, and poo, apparently.
Did she?
Apparently.
Really? That's unfortunate.
Isn't it? Technically, that. Yes.
And messy.
Atatouille, the food.
Oh, yes. Atatouille. But also, that was a movie as well. The key character, Yeah.
That's the next one.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Prescient.
Yes. So.
So I only got two there.
Well, no, because none of the ones you said were written on the card.
Oh, right. Well, then I got none. That's tragic.
Right. However. You're looking for some points. Let's see.
Some points.
We will go over to Cornelius here.
All right.
Yes.
Who has been keeping score.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes.
So what we have to do now is...
I have to check the system.
Yeah,
Start it up.
And as you'll know, James, it's quite a slow system.
It is, yeah. So. This brings back happy memories, doesn't it? Yeah. So, everybody likes this.
While the system's, running, what's coming up on your show today?
Talking of systems, there are a range of things coming up on the programme today. As you might imagine, we're going to be talking about tuition fees on universities. They're rising, but whether that stops mobility. We're going to be talking about a lot of bees.
Bees?
Yes, about 100, not necessarily results bees, but buzzy things, bees. We've also got some dead air on the programme as we're discussing the big argument between cremation and burial. We're going to be speaking to the king of TV reviewers, Kevin O'Sullivan.
Yes.
He's going to be talking about what's been on the box, probably a bit of a Big Brother review and various other things. How's the computing going? Is that all right?
Oh, dear,
the youth of today, they just don't really know what they're doing.
Sorry, was that Big Brother?
Yeah. Big bother. Talking of computers and things, social media, we'll be looking at what's trending today. Claire Barrett is in from the FT. And we're also going to be looking at this story about the government changing its strategy on tackling childhood obesity. I simply want to ask the question, if your child is fat, is it your fault?
It's a good question. And while you're pondering that, is the system now ready?
Yeah, let me just type fat child into it.
Yeah.
Oh. No, it doesn't like that.
Oh, no.
No one does.
Okay.
Has it come up with the answer, James Max? Terrible.
Just press print.
Print. We've got to print there. Printing the scores off. But remember, we're looking for some points to the top of the leaderboard along with everyone else.
That would be very nice. It would end the week very nicely. It has been quite a pleasure.
Yes, it's been lovely having you
here. To be here for the week.
Yeah. Very good.
And just as the weather... turns, it looks like I'll be ready for my staycation.
Very nice. Yeah, that's nice. Starting next week, is it?
Starting tonight.
Tonight. I envy you. Ah, there we go. The printer.
Good work.
It's an Amstrad printer, so unfortunately it doesn't work properly.
No.
He's looking for some points. James Max.
James Max has scored. Some points! To the max.
Yeah, that's quite a rousing response to a quiz. I was slightly concerned in the middle of that as we sort of veered off into tragic FM currency there,
That's what
happens in there.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we're not on FM, so there's no danger of that.
Just tragic DAB. James Max with you on Drive next. We'll be back tomorrow from 1 till 4 with your Friday weekday talk radio in the afternoon thing. I'm John Holmes.
Talk radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.